You like this show, huh?
Like it.
Yeah.
The Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
With Dex and Steve-O.
Let's go.
And we're back.
What day is this?
It's Wednesday.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Get up and go to work.
It's the best of radio.
It is a ridiculous waste of time. With no merit or meaning or lasting benefit on society. It's like a drain of global spiritual energy.
And so it begins.
Showtime.
Hello, everyone.
Just
welcome.
A dancing fool, we're gonna dance all the way to school. We're gonna make it cool, that's what we do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Dance with me.
We're dancing,
I need to dance because I haven't been to the gym this week, so I gotta get my cardio somehow.
Yeah? you're gonna die next week.
I am! Probably. What if I actually really died? Would you feel bad? Or would you feel like a prophet? You'd have to wear a cool robe after
that. Yeah, no.
You'd be like, I predicted it.
That would be awful. That'd be terrible.
Yeah, I mean.
I always thought Buck was going to die over. I really did.
Like on the show?
Yeah, because he was so unhealthy. He always had something happen. He had Bell's palsy a few times.
Yeah, that's true.
His chest tightened up a few times. He ended up in the hospital.
That may happen to me today because I forgot to make my breakfast and I may have stopped at McDonald's.
Wow.
And I can feel it, right?
Well, I think you'll be fine because you didn't eat that hash brown.
Yeah, gross, right?
Yeah.
Guys, I pulled out my hash brown this morning, excited because we all know that that's one of the best parts of those terribly greasy, awful breakfasts. And there was like deep fried hair stuck to it.
Beautiful.
It's like a little hairball.
Beautiful.
I was like, well, I'm glad I saw that right away. Saved me from the pain of that.
Just eat around it, man.
Nope.
Yeah, I took last week off from the gym and I started back up on Monday and I thought I was gonna die. Mm. Just from taking a stupid week off from the gym.
Great.
Ugh. And of course, all the coaches, you can't take a week off and expect to just jump right back in.
Oh, well.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, we're still doing it.
Yeah.
We're still, I mean, it's April. I'm pretty proud of us. I mean, we haven't quit the gym.
Right?
Yet. And Teo's not here.
Teo
was the one. He was like the glue that held us together at the gym.
And he split like the beginning of December.
Yeah. And so we've been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Man. Oh.
Yeah.
And I can because I'm so limber.
No,
I'm not. Of the gym.
I'm not limber at all. I need to stretch more because, whew, I am not limber. Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex and Steve-O. It is Wednesday, April 26, 6:10 in the a.m.
High today of 70 degrees. Guys, we're splitting the difference. Yesterday it was 60, the day before it was 80. So today we're like, hey, you know what? Let's just ease back into this warm weather.
I don't see any rain.
No rain. However, Thursday, Friday, it's going to be pretty cray-cray. Yesterday evening, it rained, and there was actually a lightning delay for Luke's game. Like, we were out in that rain last night.
Oh, yeah, I heard the thunder.
Playing some baseball. The thunder rolled, man.
It did. It was beautiful yesterday.
So.
I enjoyed it.
It was good times.
What do you like to do when it rains?
Well, I definitely don't like to be stuck at a baseball field in rain delay, causing the game to be a shorter version of the game and also causing us to lose by one run
because of it. Mm.
Yeah. I do like, I don't know. What do I like? I love the rain.
I love the rain too. And I, for some reason, I'm sitting here going, man, I like to go and play in the rain. But I haven't played in the rain since I was a kid. So.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. Yesterday I went over to Astros, picked up my comic books, and I was kicking it in my car reading as the rain was like pouring down on it, and it was lovely.
That's cool.
Kind of, I had a journal I was doodling and stuff and just kicking it in the rain.
Yes, chilling.
But not actually in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just watching it come down and just beat the tar out of my car.
Wow.
It was great.
That's cool. Yeah. I like to curl up and just, you know, I do that every day. I curl up and sleep. They asked us that question at the gym yesterday. Amy, our coach, asked everybody. So let's go around and introduce yourselves to everybody. And what do you like to do when it rains? And I'm sitting there going, well, I like to just watch get into bed and watch TV, but that's I do that every day.
Yeah, but that sounds lovely with rain.
Yeah,
it's rainy. It makes it's like a cuddly, snuggly.
Makes it a lot more comfortable.
Man.
Especially if there's thunder outside. Ooh. I hope it rains today, even though it's not supposed to.
It's not going to.
Oh, we have a guest this morning.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up at 7:10, we're going to interview Catherine Bell. She is from a lot of different shows. JAG, Army Wives, and she's on the Hallmark's The Good Witch. Hallmark Channel. Never seen The Good Witch before.
Me either.
Did you screen this yet? Do you know what it's about?
It's like The Good Wife.
Oh.
But not at all. I don't know.
I used to watch The Good Wife with Leslie.
Heck yeah, man.
That was a good one.
Julianne Margulies, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm down. If it's like The Good Wife, I'm down. I'll watch it. So we'll find out what that show's all about when we talk to Catherine Bell at about 7:10 this morning. So yesterday, around this time, I was really excited because I played an ad about a flying car that really turned out to not be a flying car, and it's more of a drone boat, and it's going to be super expensive, and I was disappointed. Well, I have some updated news, not on that stupid drone flying wannabe flying car, no. Uber announced yesterday that they're planning to introduce a fleet of flying cars by the year 2020.
What?
Yeah! A fleet of flying cars.
Don't take money. Don't take fame.
Man!
Don't need no credit
card. Oh, Dallas and Dubai will get them first. Dallas, Texas? What? Why Dallas and Dubai? Look at this. Oh, my gosh. Look at those flying cars. 2020. That's less than 3 years away. Feel the power of... You don't believe in this, do you?
Of course I don't.
It's Uber, man. That's like your sister company that you work for.
I still haven't even taken a single ride.
You haven't?
No.
You haven't?
Nah.
You have to pick up one person a month?
Something like that.
You better pick me up so we can log in.
Hey, man, was your father a magician?
What?
Because he's sawing you in two. I'm really terrible with pickup lines. I don't have anything.
No. Oh. You need to pick me up.
I was trying to.
No, drive to my house.
Oh, okay.
Because you work for Lyft. You're a part-time worker for Lyft. Gosh. Oh, tell you what. Yeah, you need to stay. You got to stay certified.
Got to stay Lyft certified.
Yeah, you got to do. You know what? And you don't have to have the dash cam. I won't assault you or anything.
Okay. I'll get you a discount card so that it's cheaper for you.
Do I really have to pay you, though?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
It's all through the app.
Could you just give me the money and then I could just give it back?
You.
Well, I mean, I'm doing you a favor. I'm keeping you certified.
That's true.
You know, maybe you could just pick me up for work one morning or something, you know?
That would be hilarious.
How much would that cost from,
I don't know,
it's couple
test
miles,
that someday.
Couple miles to
I'm
my house?
I'm serious. I'm going to make you test that. What would be hilarious is if you ordered like a Lyft or whatever, and I wasn't the first one there. So like 3 a.m., some random dude's like, hey, man.
Oh, man.
You order a Lyft?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. You get to my house and I'm gone.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. If you didn't know, Steve-O is a part-time Lyft driver. It's much like Uber, except different company.
Yeah.
And he has not... Nah, what is you? But about almost a month. I mean, we're going on two and a half weeks. Been a half a month since you started this thing.
Maybe 3 weeks?
Maybe longer.
Let's go to the app. Let's find out.
Yeah. I'm sure they've probably sent you a message and said, hey, you need to.
Oh, I jumped on April 5th.
April 5th? Your month is almost, it's almost up.
That's true.
You better take me home today and pick me up.
Take me home tonight. Okay.
You better get that done. When's, let's see, because you're leaving town.
Yeah.
So when you get back, are you going to have enough time?
Maybe. I guess I'm just going to have to go out on Monday and make some cash.
Yeah, you got till next Friday.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You better set a reminder, man. You don't want to have to go through that process again. Anyways. Yeah, flying cars. Uber. They say by 2020, you can have a flying car pick you up. How cool is that?
I mean, it's pretty cool. Well,
do you hear that little clicking in your...
It's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Coming up on the show this morning, we have an update from a Starmy member who sent in that really long letter about the woman of his dreams.
Oh, man, yeah.
He apparently went out on a date. Well, I can't say
no,
a date.
It was, don't say date,
sorry,
man.
Sorry, gosh. It wasn't a date. It was he got together with the girl of his dreams so he could give her the gift that he got in Israel, the Hebrew Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And we all told him, you need to tell this girl your feelings. We're going to find out if he did. We'll find out if she's going to go.
She's not going to go with him,
dumb. Oh, please. I hope so. So we'll find out about 7:30 this morning. Also, we got another letter, and I'm glad that we got this letter because I have failed as a parent. I allowed my daughter to watch something on Netflix that she should have never watched. And I really want to warn parents about this. There's a show on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why. And the whole premise of the show is this girl commits suicide. And she leaves cassette tapes. It's almost a roadmap to how things happened and spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
And she leaves them to this one young man that was in her life, and it goes from there. And there's some pretty heavy stuff in it. And actually, the suicide prevention people are speaking out on it, and they're warning parents and anybody that is, you know, under 18, be careful of this. So we're going to talk about it. I pulled up a bunch of information about it and what they're saying. And if you have kids that binge shows on Netflix, and I feel bad because I'm the one who actually told my daughter about it because I watched the first episode. And in the first episode, there's nothing wrong. And so me being an idiot, oh, yeah, I watched
totally.
The first episode. It's
yeah.
totally fine.
Why not?
Yeah. No, it's not. So we'll talk about that and read the letter we got from a concerned parent. What else we got on the show this morning? Would you buy $425 jeans?
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got sick.
Well, what if I told you they were streaked with fake mud? Would you
oh,
think
gosh.
About it then?
Oh, this is going to be a bad conversation.
How about jeans that are totally see-through?
What?
Now, come on. I'm not saying that it's...
I know.
You're gonna see...
Obviously. Family-friendly, yo.
But let's just say they were much like the shorts from like the knee down, it was see-through. Or the thigh down, it was completely see-through.
What's the point of having pants?
Okay. I mean, it's like we're in the future, man. Mm-hmm. Flying cars, see-through pants. Just saying. And let me kick off the show with this incredible story. Speaking of suicide, there's a 30-year-old guy in England named Johnny Benjamin who's bipolar and schizophrenic. Well, back in 2008, he was standing on the edge of a bridge in London, and he was about ready to jump. when a random stranger talked him down. Well, since then, he's been doing a lot better. And about 3 years ago, he started an online campaign to find the guy who saved his life. The guy who saved his life, his name is Neil. He's 34. He happened to be walking to work when he saw Johnny on the bridge. He talked to him for about 25 minutes and just kept telling him things are going to get better. Well, over the past 3 years, they've become close friends. And on Sunday, they raised about $40,000 for a mental health charity by running the London Marathon together.
Whoa, what?
The charity is called Heads Together. Their goal is to have more people with mental health issues get help and not try to hide it. Prince William and Kate Middleton are a major part of it, and they're the ones who convinced Johnny and Neil to run.
Wow. Running out on the road and see the people.
Johnny says he didn't really prepare enough, and he also lost two family members a few days before the race.
What?
So he was struggling. But Neil helped him through it. They ran the whole thing together, and they finished in just under 5.5 hours.
Oh, gosh.
See the earth on my
land. I need to learn the words to that song. That's pretty incredible, right?
That is pretty fantastic, yes. Wow.
Yeah, I love that he took the time. He saw somebody in need, and he said, you know what? There's nothing going on in my life that I can't stop and try to help this person.
That's pretty great, man.
We got to do that. We have to, throughout the day, we have to keep our eyes open to all of the different people that might need us. Might be your next door neighbor. Might be the person at the grocery store. Might just be letting somebody in traffic. It's going to be a beautiful day, guys.
Yeah, it is.
505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. When we come back, we have some headlines. We'll check the roads this morning. We'll be right back. Hang out with us.
President Trump commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day with a speech at the Capitol in which he vowed to fight anti-Semitism wherever it appears.
We will condemn hatred.
Members of the Writers Guild of America have authorized a strike against TV and motion picture producers.
Changes in the TV landscape have hurt the bottom line for writers because they are paid per episode.
Ivanka Trump in Berlin.
The Nasdaq Composite Index crossed the 6,000 mark for the first time as a series of companies posted strong earnings.
Parts of the South cleaning up from another drenching storm, including South Carolina, which got more than 7 inches of rain in areas only recently recovered from Hurricane Matthew.
North Korea is marking the 85th anniversary of the founding of its army with live artillery drills on its east coast. The drills come as a U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrives in South Korea.
International donors are pledging more than $1 billion for Yemen, where 2 years of intensified conflict have claimed more than 10,000 civilian lives. The pledges total about half of the U.N.'s overall goal.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:31.
High today of 70 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. There's some construction. Montagna Road Northwest at Culture. The left lane is closed due to that. Also looks like there's some road work. The two left lanes are blocked. San Mateo Boulevard South between I-40 and Indian School. So it's going to be a little slow there today. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
How old is Jordan Brewster? You're not going to know who Jordan Brewster is.
Who?
Yeah, she's in Fast and Furious. Channing Tatum celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah!
How old?
38.
Ooh. 37.
Dang it!
You watched Castle. Is it Stena Katic?
Stena Katic.
Detective Kate Beckett on Castle.
I follow her on Instagram.
38.
39.
Dang
okay,
it.
You got this one. You got this one. From Smallville.
Oh, snap.
Tom Welling.
I was just about to say, is it Tom Welling?
Clark Kent on one of my favorite shows of all time.
40.
Ooh. Are you going to stick with that answer, Steve-O?
I am.
Yay!
No way!
He's 40 years old, guys.
Yeah!
Clark Kent is 40 years old.
I got one right.
Oh, man.
He doesn't look a day over 27.
That's crazy.
He still looks like a kid, man.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen him lately?
I actually have not.
Yeah, you should Google him.
Tom Welling.
Yeah, he gained a bunch of weight.
Did
after.
Did he really?
Yeah, after Smallville.
I was really,
over.
Really hoping they would put him in as Superman.
I know.
In the Supergirl series.
For real. Do you think it's because he's 40?
I mean, he'd probably still make a better.
That other guy, he looks about 40.
Yeah.
Anyways. Who else we got here? Melania Trump, the First Lady of the United States of America.
I got to be careful with this one. This is deceiving because she looks young, but she's married to like an 80-year-old. Dang it.
How old is Trump? Is he in his 70s?
Yeah, remember he's like
the oldest president ever?
Fifty-seven.
Wow. 57?
I don't know because he's so old.
Take off 10 years. 47 years old,
okay,
Melania
Trump.
Okay, well,
I mean, I was trying to like, yeah, she looks young. She looks great.
47.
Okay. I was trying to be kind.
One of my favorite.
To the POTUS.
You're okay. You're fine. One of my favorite comedians of all time, Kevin James. You know him from The King of Queens. He was Doug Heffernan. He was Kevin Gable on Kevin Can Wait. Kevin James, how old?
52.
52.
By the way, President Trump is 70 years old.
Wow. All right, one more. T-Boz, TLC.
No way! Don't go chasing waterfalls! Don't go chasing waterfalls! Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to.
Forty-seven. Maybe next time.
I was like 1 for 6 on that.
Yeah, you got one right.
Pretty bad. It was pretty bad. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, a family of four making $105,000 a year in San Francisco is now considered low income.
That's wrong.
No, that's right. Of course, I did say if you are living in the Bay Area of San Francisco. A look at some annual salaries considered low income for families of four living in the Bay Area. If you're in the Santa Clara County area, $84,000, you low income. Napa County? $74,000, low income.
Wow.
Now, the new definitions and higher income threshold means that more families across the Bay Area can qualify for housing assistance in the affordable housing program. So that's actually a good thing. The median income for San Mateo and San Francisco is about $115,000, which is only about $10,000 more than the new low income threshold. So
that's insane. And San Francisco is so beautiful.
I have never been.
Oh, it is such a beautiful city.
Dude, the Houston Texans announced something interesting.
Yeah.
Day 3 of the draft is going to be out of this world. Because here's what's happening. Astronauts at the International Space Station are going to introduce the team's picks from orbit for the first time ever, according to the NFL.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be like the NFL draft. But in space! Oh.
Well, easy, girl. Easy.
I literally only told that story so I could say that.
I know, you did.
There are 5 crew members aboard the International Space Station. Commander Peggy Whitson, Jack Fisher, Fyodor Yoshnyovsky, Thomas Pescia, and Oleg Nevoskovsky.
Nailed those.
Chivich. Yep. They're going to introduce the team's picks and send it to Earth for the live announcements, which are amazing. The Texans currently have 4 picks on the third day of the draft, 2 in the 4th round, 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 7th. So there you go.
Here's what you need to ask yourself before you become an astronaut.
Yeah.
I mean, these are questions you should ask yourself. If you get stranded on Mars, will you eat Matt Damon's poop potatoes? Because he left a lot of potatoes up there. And we all know how he farmed those potatoes.
I'm sorry.
These are questions you should ask yourself.
Oh, no? Man.
Anyone?
I don't even know how to feel about you right now.
Well, I mean, what if Jar Jar Binks happens to be real? Is it okay to shoot him?
Wait, no.
Well, what? It's Jar Jar Binks. Anyone?
Where are these questions coming from?
I don't find these funny at all. I think these are great questions you should ask yourself.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger has one of the most famous lines in movie history.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah! He has so many great lines. Get to the chopper. It's not a tumor. Get down!
I'll be back.
One of the most memorable quotes of all time, arguably. Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, gosh. Such a great line! One of the best moments of the movie. Here's the thing, though. Just a few hours south of here, Terminator 2 was different, my friends! In the Spanish version of Terminator 2, that obviously wouldn't be a very memorable line because it's just a common everyday expression in Mexico.
That's true.
It would be like if the line here in America was like, bye, baby.
Bye, baby. I can't do it.
So how did they fix that?
Sayonara, baby.
Yeah, that sounds just like Arnold.
Sayonara, baby.
Now, here's what I did find.
They changed it to sayonara.
Here's what I did find. Now, not all of those cuts, the Spanish versions, had
sayonara, baby.
In fact, there's only a couple places that had that version. The rest of them had
hasta la vista, baby.
Mm. They actually kept it in there. But it's still, that does not sound like Arnold.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, that's definitely not Arnold.
No, it's not.
So they kept it in some versions?
In some versions, they actually kept it. In most versions, they did, but there was a few that they actually...
Sayonara, baby.
That sounds so lamer!
Sayonara, baby.
I love that. There you go. Well, I mean, you had to change it.
Yeah.
You can't, in the Spanish version, you can't have them just randomly throw out like a Spanish term.
That's true.
Anyways, moving on. You know, we were just talking about ages of actors. Here's something interesting. Disney has decided to push Indiana Jones 5 to July 10th, 2020.
Oh, man.
That is 3 days before Harrison Ford's birthday. So let's put this into perspective. July 13th, 2020, Harrison Ford will be 78 years old.
What'd you say, homeboy?
I said Harrison Ford will be 78 years old.
78 years old?
78 when Indiana Jones 5 comes out. So let me just freak you out a little bit. In May of 1989, a little film called Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade came out.
Mm.
Sean Connery
so
in
good.
Said film. He played Indiana Jones' father. That film came out when Sean Connery was 58 years old.
What?
58. Sorry, did I not say it loud enough?
It just blew my mind.
58, Sean Connery?
So Sean Connery was 20 years younger.
Wow.
Than Harrison Ford will be when Indiana Jones 5 releases. What? But here's the thing. That's the way it goes. Steven Spielberg has made it very, very clear. Quote, there is only going to be one actor playing Indiana Jones, and that is Harrison Ford. End quote. Thank you, Steven Spielberg.
So they'll never...
That's what he said.
Huh. All right.
That is what he said.
Good morning.
Good morning, my fantasy friends.
Hello!
Good
morning. Oh, boy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you know, Chuck.
Oh, you know.
Okay, so the routine is I get up a little before 6. My wife puts you on the computer, so we're already listening while, you know, I'm getting ready. And she heard Dex talking about that show 13.
13 Reasons.
Yeah. And she just wanted me to confirm that it's her and my daughter binge that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So she said it was it's more of on a bullying scale, but it's pretty. She said it's good. It's good, and she said something about your daughter and maybe watched it, Dex, or something like that.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Pool Boy. We'll talk
we
more about this coming up because we got a letter. But when I was reading about the reviews and a lot of professional people were chiming in what they thought.
What do you mean by that?
Suicide prevention people that work with. Yeah, they were saying that it is okay if you sit down and watch it with your child, depending on their age, because
right.
then you can actually have the conversation with them. You can episode, you can actually talk about it, and when the kids watch it on their own, they don't understand what's going on. They get a different view than what really is going on. So we'll talk more about that. But I'm glad that she's watching it with your daughter.
Yeah, she did. They actually binged it, and it was like, I was like, oh my God, this little kid show, little like Vampire Diary type stuff.
Yeah.
And but they did watch it, and my wife thought it was pretty. My daughter's 15, so
yeah,
they did watch it together. So yeah, she said it was. I mean, it's okay, like you said. I mean, if you're watching it with her.
Yeah, there's some pretty intense moments in there.
Yeah, but you know what? We're really not this the parents that are like, hey, whoa, like. You know,
yeah.
We put a little bit of trust in our kids that they're not going to watch something super crazy. You know what I mean?
Right. But this is a perfect example of a show launches on Netflix. I watched the first episode and I'm going, this looks like a pretty good show that my daughter would like. And I didn't really investigate to see what it was about and check the reviews. And then it turns out that it's a pretty heavy show about rape and suicide. Yeah. So
yeah, either way, man. My wife just said, "Hey, you better tell me it's good shit." You know.
Okay, yeah. Well. All right. Thanks, Pool Boy.
There you go.
Love you, man. We'll talk more about that new Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why, coming up a little later on in the show.
Mm. A pastor who's ministering in the Middle East was reportedly saved by lions who prevented a group of Islamic extremists from attacking him and a group of Christians.
Whoa!
I'm not kidding. On Easter Sunday, while a group of believers were gathering and he was leading one such service, militants came upon them brandishing weapons. Just then, a lion appeared out of the forest and attacked one of the militants.
Wow.
The other two militants tried to fight the lion off, but Ezekiel jumped out with his sword and cut their heads off.
What?
No, I made up the last part from The Walking Dead. But the other two militants did try to fight the lion off, but then two more lions appeared.
No!
They ran away in fear, and the lions left Pastor Paul and his group alone.
How crazy is that?
That is a crazy story.
That's pretty cool. I mean...
I read it from a forward that my mom sent on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
Is it fake news? What is it?
No,
is it real?
I was checking. Okay. I was checking. That comes from ChristianHeadlines.com.
Oh, it's real. It's got to be real then.
I mean... So I said reportedly.
Yeah.
Could be really cool. Pastor Paul said we had no idea what to do. The group of Christians thought they were all about to die. And then the lion appeared out of the forest. He said it was equally astonishing. Records show no lions are supposed to live in that forest area.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that they didn't get touched by the lions.
Right.
You know, they didn't get attacked by the lions, but the militants did.
Yeah.
pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. What did that Chris Pratt thing say?
Oh, man. No, it's sorry. Okay. I mean, we could.
Clickbait.
No, it's not. He quoted a Bible verse. Last week, Chris Pratt received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And if you follow him on Instagram, like I do, you probably saw this, actually. He posted a photo to Instagram of the star being prepared for its place on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he captioned the photo, Psalm 126:3, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Thank you to the many, many people who empowered me to follow my dreams." It's pretty cool, man.
That's cool.
I love that dude.
Me too.
So,
Guardians of the Galaxy 2!
He's got a remarkable story of coming to faith, actually. So if you've never heard Chris Pratt's story on finding Jesus, it's actually quite incredible, as are all stories when people find Christ. So, but yeah. Last year, he had made headlines for posting a photo of a cross that he and some of his friends actually placed on top of a hill. But yeah, fan of that dude. Moving on. Some really good news. The first vaccine for malaria will be available in 3 countries in Africa starting next year: Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. Yay!
That is really good news.
Yeah. Love their coffee.
Yeah?
Huge fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if you get it like clover style.
Yeah.
Malawi is the jam.
Malawi.
Isn't that weird? Because that's actually, I'm not even kidding.
They serve that here, don't they?
Not here, but yes. The world's first vaccine against malaria is going to be introduced in those 3 countries starting in 2018. The RTS vaccine trains the immune system to attack the malaria parasite, which is spread by mosquito bites. And the WHO, not the band, although that would have been a great time to play some Roger Daughtry. Yeah! The World Health Organization, that's WHO.
Stop it.
Said this has the potential to save tens of thousands of lives. It is not yet clear if it will be feasible to use in the poorest parts of the world, but thank you. Just a touch late.
Yeah.
The vaccine needs to be given 4 times, once a month for 3 months, and then a 4th dose 18 months later. It is the WHO is running pilots in 3 countries to see if a full malaria vaccine could be started. Shout out to the WHO. That's the World Health Organization, not that band.
That is good news, guys. Good news.
Heath Ledger's sister would like you to know that Heath loved playing the Joker in the Dark Knight and did not allow that role to contribute to his death. His sister wants to go on record to let everyone know that his fatal overdose was not a result of the Joker role. Contrary to popular urban
myth.
That's
what everybody always
says. Everyone, yeah. Well, I mean,
he got so into that role.
Just so deep into the role. His dedication to playing
him.
It just took over everything. He died tragically from a prescription drug overdose in 2008. Speculation over his mental health at the time was largely unfounded, actually. According to Ledger's sister, Kate, a new family-sanctioned documentary on the late actor counteracts all of the tabloid gossip about him, particularly the long-standing rumor that his method acting in the Batman blockbuster triggered a bout of insomnia that ultimately led to this overdose of prescription medication. At the premiere of I Am Heath Ledger at the Tribeca Film Festival, she refuted those claims by saying, quote, "I was really shocked because that was him having fun. Every report was coming out that he was depressed and that the role was taking this toll on him. And we're going, honestly, it was the absolute opposite. It couldn't be more wrong. He had an amazing sense of humor. And I guess maybe only his family and friends knew that, but he was having fun. He was not depressed about the Joker. I hope it's an antidote to a lot of the gossip that exists in the world." They said there are some really terrible things about Heath out there. So they're hoping this movie will curb that. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No.
Oh, man.
Is she an actress? Is she in it?
I don't know. Ashley Bell? Or no, this is Kate Ledger. Sorry, this is his other sister, okay. Ashley. Kate was the one that was talking.
I wonder why this is just coming out now. Why didn't they put that to rest?
I mean, I definitely don't want to say, well, because the movie's coming out and they want people to see it. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe they tried. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Ledger was 28 when he was found dead in his New York apartment, mere months before the release of The Dark Knight. He'd spoken about his problems sleeping in the wake of shooting the film, telling the New York Times that playing the sociopath villain had taken a toll on his psyche. Quote, last week I probably slept an average of 2 hours a night. Couldn't stop thinking. My body was exhausted. My mind was still going. That's speculation. From New York Times added that that could have impacted his mental health. Now, Jack Nicholson, who previously played the Joker, said, I warned him. Because he had mentioned that when he had played the Joker, it took a toll on his mental well-being. Mm. And so that added to the speculation that it was the role that that did the number on him. But in this new documentary, they say that Heath Ledger had a long-standing struggle with sleeping, though they avoid directly commenting on the circumstances of the final days. It's received mixed reviews following the premiere. Many outlets are praising the intimacy of Ledger's self-shot home movies, which make up the bulk of the film's footage, but they criticize it for largely bypassing any mention of his personal demons or his prescription drug overdose that killed him. But it does offer a fascinating off-camera images, clips of him at work. So they say the movie is right to be as consumed by his art as he was. Yet, of course, he had other sides, and it's hard not to feel that they've been whitewashed.
Mm. Is that out yet? I Am Heath Ledger?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival, so I don't think it's out everywhere. I watched the trailer last week, and it was interesting because he shot a ton of like basically like selfie style home movies.
Yeah.
And so. Yeah, I was interested to see it. But it does stink that they're not willing to show or share everything because there were demons. There was a dark side, obviously. Mm. He died of a prescription drug overdose. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, yeah. That could have been because he couldn't sleep, you know. That a lot of people are taking prescription medication to try to go to sleep, and some bad things that doctors prescribe to people.
Let's pretend like you visited a place and almost died. And then for some dumb reason, you decided a few years later to go back and visit that place because it was like, man, you know. But how many times would you keep going back to visit a place that was trying to murder you?
Well, I mean that's trying a pretty to tough murder question. You. I mean, who's on the island? Am I trying to save my kids, my family?
Looks like Jeff Goldblum has answered that and said, 70 times 7.
Oh.
I will always go back. Jeff Goldblum has joined the cast of Jurassic World 2. Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard were already returning to the follow-up.
Nice.
And now Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Returning to the land of the dinosaurs. That's pretty perfect. The actor who obviously co-starred in 1993's Jurassic Park and 1997's The Lost World, where he almost kept dying, has decided to return as Dr. Malcolm.
I will say he was the best part of Independence Day 2.
Yeah.
I love him. He's such a great actor.
Well, yeah, he's in Thor Ragnarok. I can't wait to see him in that.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really, really rad actor. So he will be reprising his role as Dr. Ian Malcolm. The know-it-all mathematician.
Good.
Who came to the park as an insurance consultant and somehow survived two films. Although his daughter's gymnastic scene almost did the entire movie in, because that was really dumb. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was.
I remember that. Just watching that movie theater going, this is gotta be the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Looks like those gymnastics are paying off.
The twist of fate on That's a raptor's great. Head.
Did you say when it's coming out?
I don't.
You don't know?
No. Yeah, right. Film slated for release on June 22nd, 2018.
All right.
Little over a year from now.
Okay.
Little over a year.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
505-585-LIVE. That's our live line number. Feel free to text us.
By the way, Spike TV is going to be airing the Heath Ledger documentary on May 17th.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Starmie.
Coming up at 7:10, Catherine Bell, from the Hallmark Channel. She's in a show called The Good Witch. We'll talk to her. Also, there's a show on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why.
And we're going to give you the 13 reasons why not to watch it.
Exactly. Yep. You nailed that one. We'll be right back. Aaron Sprinkle, Real Life.
That record is so good.
Is it?
That also has Sherry Dupree on there. Isley. That is a great record. You listened to the entire record driving back from Las Cruces.
I wasn't paying attention. Remember? I was Netflixing in the
back. That's right.
It is 7:09.
High today of 70 degrees.
Go ahead and answer that phone. Hey, good morning.
It's springtime for Hitler in Germany.
Good morning.
Good morning. There, how are you?
Doing good, man. It's been a while since we've heard your voice.
I know.
I know. It's been too long since I've heard yours, but I've seen you guys on, the two of you. YouTube, yes. You have like an extra show. You have a YouTube show.
I mean, we did, and then Tao left us, and we were like, what are we going to do now? So we keep...
Oh, it was great. It was actually great to see you guys and, you know, and hear you do your thing. And it was like, yeah, I know those guys. It's just like the show. It's great. It's casual.
Cool.
It's cool. It's hip. It's now. It's wow.
Thanks, I love that. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, man. I really enjoyed watching it. And so, now it's time for Catherine Bell.
Okay, we're ready for Catherine Bell.
Catherine Bell.
Here we are. This is Dex and...
Hello, Catherine Bell.
Welcome.
Welcome to Albuquerque.
Well, hello. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Is this your first time in Albuquerque, or...
It is. I'm surprised how beautiful it is, too. It's really lovely.
Awesome. You've never been to Albuquerque? Come on.
This is like the second Hollywood.
I need to come.
You really do. Albuquerque's a beautiful place. We love it here.
And everything's filmed here now, you know?
That's true.
I can't believe I never shot there. I'm usually in Canada, so I'm going to have to make my way out there.
I was just about to ask, is The Good Witch shot in Canada?
It is. We've been in Toronto. You know, we started them 10 years ago with the first Good Witch movie, and it was in Toronto, so we've just... one of the production companies is Toronto based, and so that's where we go 5 months a year.
I was wondering because when I was checking everything out, it was like American Canadian TV show, and I'm like, what is that even? How does that happen? What does that mean?
Oh my goodness! You know, it's most of the stuff I've done has been in Canada. I was just in Vancouver doing two movies up there, and either Vancouver or Toronto.
So beautiful there.
It is beautiful too.
All right.
Are Canadians really, really nice?
People say that all the time. Really super nice and polite and kind of cool. I love my Canadians.
What's the difference between... I don't understand why they are so nice and we
manners.
Have a bad rap.
Manners.
Like, manners?
Well, I didn't say Americans are not nice.
Well, I mean, we...
No, I think... I don't know what it is. We joke, you know, there's that... They have this apology thing. Sorry. You know, like they did nothing. You know, like they dropped a pencil. Oh God, sorry. Like no, it's cool. But they're just super sweet and apologetic and friendly, and they don't want to, you know, offend people. I guess.
Yeah.
Not sure.
So here's a question. I'm a father. I have a 4-year-old, and that is his shtick right now. Is it obnoxious at some point, or is it still cute when Canadians do that? Because right now, I'm trying to break my 4-year-old from constantly saying sorry. I'm like, buddy, you didn't do anything. It's okay. What is happening? It's the sweetest thing, but he's always like, sorry,
really
sorry.
Cute. And at least he's saying that, not something worse, right?
Right? This is very true. He's the kindest little man. He's my third boy, and he's the sweetest little dude. But right now... His older brothers never did this. He just constantly is like, sorry. I'm like, I don't know where this came from. Maybe he's Canadian.
Maybe he is.
I need to talk to his mother.
Maybe you're Canadian.
No, I'm definitely not Canadian.
That's true. There's no way you're Canadian.
Oh, Catherine, let's talk to The Good Wife, or The Good Witch. Obviously, season 3 kicks off this Sunday, right? April 30th.
Hey, yes.
Man, this is incredible.
It's crazy. You know, we made 7 movies, one a year, usually around Halloween. So that was 7 years before that. And then, my last show was Army Wives, and that ended. And Hallmark said, hey, let's turn this into a series. And I thought, all right, cool. Why not?
And here we are a couple seasons in. And so, man, yeah, this has been amazing. And Dex, obviously, you're a huge, we always talk about this, you're a huge fan of the Hallmark Channel. Everything.
I mean, I don't like to admit that very often.
He doesn't, but
my wife and I will, my wife loves it, so I get sucked into all the shows.
You
and
watch
movies.
All of this, so yeah. This is incredible. But yeah, kicking off season 3 this Sunday, what can we expect coming into this new season with Cassie?
Well, we're kind of taking the Cassie and Sam relationship to a new level. We've decided finally that it might be time. So I don't know that the fans are pushing for us to get together, and we're going to have to maybe explore that, because now it's been 3 seasons and you can only, you know, drag that on for so long. So that's a possibility. We may be looking at, do we want to actually start this relationship thing? But then we've got teenage children who sometimes get along and sometimes don't, so we've got to take a look at that. So there's all sorts of sort of family stuff and relationship stuff that we're going to be exploring and looking at this season.
If you had these powers in real life, what would be your favorite power to use?
Oh, man.
let's see. I would probably make my kids clean up their messes and have their shoes on and their backpacks ready when it's time to go to school.
Oh, my gosh.
How hard is that? Uh-huh. Come on.
Yeah, dude, I got boys in baseball, and it seems like every time they know that we've got a game, and there's like, where's your bag? Where are your cleats? Where's your water bottle? Why are we doing this 19 years later?
What is that? My daughter's in dance, and it's the same thing. It's you know, where is your tights? Oh, come on.
We literally
do this.
They won't
let her in without them. They're serious. They're like, no, you gotta go find them. All right, we're late. Never mind. Forget it. I'm going.
So I got a question with the Good Witch. Here you go. We're going into season 3. You're talking about Cassie and Sam. Should you not? Is there any hesitation as far as pulling the trigger with that relationship? Because it seems like a lot of times in television, you have these great characters where there's this chemistry and there's the friction. And like I think of the X-Files. I even think of Castle recently where, you know, it's like, ooh, are they going to, are they not? Are they going to take it to the next level? And then sometimes when they do, it doesn't pan out well. And I don't even just mean like on screen chemistry. I mean, sometimes the show is just like, oh, well, there goes the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any fears?
You know, we've talked about that a lot, and I was on JAG for 9 years.
Right.
We never got together, you know, and that was Don Belisario who created the show. He's like, nope, we can't do it. Moonlighting, it happened with Moonlighting. It was
right?
A thing. And so we never did until the very last episode ever. He finally asked me to marry him. But, you know, I think we just all feel like Hallmark's a little bit different. People that watch Hallmark or, you know, I watch the show with my kids. We sit down on Sunday night and we watch it together, and I think because the show started as a family show and I had, you know, Chris Potter played my husband on the movies, and we got married right away and we had a baby right away, and it was never about that other side, that the dating and the crazy, and, you know. So I think it's more family based and people are really pulling for us to, you know, to be together.
Yeah, but I understand that too. It does take away the mystery, the mystique.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on the fact that it is the Hallmark Channel, because let's be honest, a lot of times that's where people can go because they feel safe, especially if you want to watch a show with your kids. And a lot of times you want those solid relationships so that your kids have something that they can look to and not necessarily have to deal with the drama and the crazy. So being that it is more family friendly, I agree with that. That's I'm glad that you guys took that time to like, hey, should we? Let's think about this. And actually,
exactly. And you know, it's not going to be like, we're not right away. I mean, we're going to see how it goes, and we've got the kids who are maybe not so excited about it. We're going to see there's still a lot of drama to play out.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that stuff happens in real life, which is always phenomenal. I think that plays for better drama anyways, because it's something that families can relate to. So, man, Catherine, excited for you. Excited for season 3, The Good Witch, premiering this Sunday. Going to be amazing. I wish we had more time.
Well, thank you. Nice talking to you guys.
You know, when you come back to Albuquerque again, we'll just hang out. We'll get you some coffee, and it'll be good. So there you go.
Love that. Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great
day. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay. You too, guys.
Catherine Bell. She was on JAG for 9 years.
9 years!
Now she's into the 3rd season of The Good Witch on the Hallmark Channel. She was nice.
Which, guys, it's the Hallmark Channel, okay? So it's not that kind of witch. It's okay. Hallmark Channel. Speaking of, though, we got a letter coming up later we're going to talk about, because we talk about what we put into our bodies, and man, there is a show that we got to talk about.
Yeah, 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. You might have seen it advertised. You're like, what is this show?
I've had so many people tell me I need to watch this show.
Yeah, it's much like, I don't know if it's as big as the Stranger Things. Because when Stranger,
did you just call it the Stranger Things?
Stranger
you
Things.
You just sounded so old.
I did.
It's like the Stranger, you know, the Stranger Things on the old internet.
You remember how it was so huge when it came out? That's what everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
This seems to be, it has that buzz.
Yeah.
Especially
it does have that buzz
with younger kids.
Yeah.
This show, watch the first episode, because I usually do that when a new show pops up on Netflix. I'm like, all right, I'll check it out. And I watched the first episode, and I thought, you know what? This seems okay. I don't know if I'm into it, because it's high school. But my daughter, she's always looking for something new. Sonda Jaden. Bad idea. Terrible father.
We got to talk, yeah.
Terrible father, and I'll tell you why coming up. A lot of people are speaking out against this show. A lot of people upset with Netflix over this show because of the message they say it has, and they're scared for you know, especially the younger kids that are watching the show, which is based off of this girl, this high school girl who commits suicide. Pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So we got a letter, and we'll talk about that. I found a bunch of information about it. 13 Reasons Why. We'll tell you why you shouldn't watch it, or maybe even you should watch it. Because there's another side to it as well, where they're saying, well, you can watch
it. But it raises awareness for this, that. Yeah, so we'll talk about that for sure.
All right, also coming up here in just a few, we talked to this incredible guy. He's part of the Starmie. We don't want to mention his name. We want to keep that off the air. But
is that coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up at 7:30. We have an update from the really long letter that we did yesterday around this time about the guy who met the woman of his dreams and it didn't work out. And he ended up, we talked to him on the air. If you missed it, we talked to him on the air yesterday, and he told us that he was going to meet her yesterday.
Yeah.
Because he has that Hebrew Bible.
Yeah. So basically what happened is he meets this girl, and they go out a few times, and he's thinking, man, this girl is incredible. He goes away to, it was the Middle East, right?
Israel,
for a conference. He goes to Israel for a conference and finds this amazing Hebrew Bible, really stoked to give it to her. But when he gets back, it's kind of weird.
She's kind of ghosting him. Yeah.
She's just kind of ghosting him. Yeah. What happened? They had such great chemistry. They had some really, really rad
dates.
They
were having a great time. What happened?
So the question was, does he give her this gift that he got her? Because all of a sudden, you know, he got a job. He's moving to a different state. They're kind of not talking, kind of feels like, eh. Well, we'll have the update coming up in a little bit. He's going to call us up because he met up with her yesterday. Oh, I hope it went well,
me
man.
Too.
Me too.
I hope we gave him the right advice, because most of us, almost all of us said he has to open up about his feelings.
Well, he's got to regret it if he doesn't.
He's got to open up and tell this girl how he really feels before he moves away. So that's what I'm hoping for. 505-585-LIVE if you want to text in. We will talk to that member of the Starmie when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day with a speech at the Capitol in which he vowed to fight anti-Semitism wherever it appears.
We will condemn hatred.
Members of the Writers Guild of America have authorized a strike against TV and motion picture producers.
Changes in the TV landscape have hurt the bottom line for writers because they are paid per episode.
Ivanka Trump in Berlin.
The Nasdaq Composite Index crossed the 6,000 mark for the first time as a series of companies posted strong earnings.
Parts of the South cleaning up from another
another drenching storm, including South Carolina, which got more than 7 inches of rain in areas only recently recovered from Hurricane Matthew.
North Korea is marking the 85th anniversary of the founding of its army with live artillery drills on its east coast. The drills come as a U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrives in South Korea.
International donors are pledging more than $1 billion for Yemen, where 2 years of intensified conflict have claimed more than 10,000 civilian lives. The pledges total about half of the UN's overall goal.
Good morning. It's 7:30.
High today of 70 degrees. Taking a look at the roads right now. It's looking clear, man. Good job, Albuquerque. No accidents to report. Everything's running smooth. I-40 traveling eastbound is getting a little backed up, but that's just usually regular commuter time and whatnot. Everything's great, guys. Keep it green, go.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Should look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey, just a quick reminder. Tonight at Calvary, the midweek service.
Dominic Bally
going to be hanging out. Free show.
He's from Cali.
All the details, calvaryabq.org.
That's how I knew how to pronounce his name correctly. Bally from Cali. Am I right?
505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. You can also call us at 338-3700. So let's update everybody for all the new people tuning in right now that didn't hear what happened yesterday. Because
big show yesterday.
We are going to get an update
from
a member of the Starmy. So tell everybody, Steve-O, what, just basically with the letter that we got.
Yeah, we got a really great letter. Dude who has been rocking 88.3 FM for the last 10 years or so. And went through school here, grad school, just got a really great job, moving to a different state. Kind of an introvert, like you, Dexter.
Yep.
And as you were talking about trying to, be more involved in the community and branch out and, make new friends, he decided to join a play and to just try and do something fun and outside of the box and maybe meet new people. And in doing so, he met the girl of his dreams.
He did.
Yeah, he wasn't sure if it was just him. He didn't want him, he's an introvert. He can't, outright pursue.
It's tough for introverts to reach out.
But he devised a really rad way to see if she was interested in him. And for that, you'll have to listen to the podcast. It was phenomenal. Turns out she was. They went on a few dates. It was amazing. He went overseas for conference. But when he returned, trouble in paradise.
Yeah, things were different.
Things were different. I mean, there was a terrorist attack over there. Maybe she was worried about him.
Maybe.
Maybe she realized how close she was to him and she didn't want to lose him. But in doing so, she's weird because she's a girl. And so she's going to lose him now so she doesn't have to hurt later. Because that's what dumb girls do.
And that's what Steve-O believes. I really think there's another guy in this equation.
That's because you're a cynic.
Well.
And I just think all girls
most
are crazy.
Likely what happened. Did you just say
what
I think you just said? All right. But we ended up talking to him on the phone.
Yeah, he got her this really great gift when he was overseas. And he was like, do I give it to her? I'm about to move away. I've never really told her how I feel. And it's like, hey, bro, throw caution to the wind. You only live once.
Why are you talking like that?
And after that comes the judgment.
What?
Scripture.
Oh, okay. Who's gonna pay attention? So we got a lot of great advice from the Starmie. Most of you out there said that the girl most likely was into somebody else. That's probably why. We don't know that
it's
for sure.
Because you're all cynics.
But
she just didn't want to get hurt.
We got him
she
on the
cared
phone
too much.
We got him on the phone and he updated us and told us, that he ended up running into her again.
Yeah.
That. This wasn't planned. He just kept running into her.
It's pretty great. You got to get the podcast from yesterday's show. It was amazing.
Well, the question was, should I give her the Hebrew Bible? Should I give her the gift?
Tell her how you feel.
All said, yes, you should because it's closure. He told us that he was meeting up with her that afternoon, yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
And let's find out. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yeah! How are you?
Beautiful. We're doing great. We've been so excited. The Starmie's been going nuts.
People have seriously been going crazy asking, what time is he calling, though?
Yeah.
I need to know.
Well,
That's amazing. Okay. So,
talk to us, man.
Of course, yesterday.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Okay. Hold on. Alexa, play Motorcycle Drive by Third Eye Blind.
Here we go again.
What? You just got to have good music behind it. Come on, Alexa.
I can't find the song Motorcycle Drive by.
What?
I'll play it.
Now you won't. Oh, now you won't.
Okay.
Fine. All right. Tell us what happened. What happened? So you met up with her yesterday.
Good music, man.
I'll get some music.
The whole day yesterday is going. Man, I hope she doesn't listen to the radio.
Oh my gosh, was she listening?
Fortunately, I don't think she does.
What a jerk! No. Just ditch her, man. Just ditch her. Not worth your time. Am I right? She doesn't know good.
Anyways, there was, I think, a lot of Stormy kind of stated the sentiment, write a note and leave it in the Bible and give that to her. I don't know. Maybe this is just me being too timid or something. I couldn't bring myself to try to go too deep into something like that, just in conversation. Again, you know, I'm about to leave. I don't want to make it all weird right before I leave. So I wrote out a note. And then I already sort of had a note in there because I'd taken some pictures of the place that I got it from and said, oh, this store reminded me of you. And so I got this for you, blah, blah, blah. And then, then I added another note where I said something like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I do really like and admire you. It saddens me that our time together was so brief. And I apologize if there was anything stupid I did that might have caused it to be so, but I'm glad you were a part of my final chapters here in Albuquerque, and I pray and hope God gives you all the desires of your heart, and I hope you make most of the moments and remember God and all. Yours truly, insert name here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, I put that in the Bible. I went, of course, I got to the place like 30 minutes ahead of time, so I'm just sitting there
You were freaking out.
So she shows up. Of course, she's just beautiful, radiant, and whatnot. Oh. She has this gorgeous smile on her face. She comes over, we hug, and then we just start talking, kind of like old friends catching up. We talked about everything, like our dog, how work is going, this move I have coming up.
Hold on one second.
Wait, what? You can't pause it.
Hold on. In your eyes, the light. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I just wanted to hear the chorus.
I had to get the chorus in there. It's part of the story.
Ironically enough, I was listening to So this morning on the way here, one of the greatest albums of all time. I'm not kidding.
Anyway.
You started playing Peter Gabriel, and I was like,
sorry. It just fit so perfect. I'm so sorry.
Okay, keep going.
We're just catching up.
You're just catching up.
Just enjoying each other's company. At some point, we were making fun of this pseudo competition of window stickers between Calvary and Sagebrush, I think. maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, hey.
It's a bonding moment.
We didn't
two.
Say it. We
a
didn't
bonding
say
moment between you two.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, though.
Anyways, it was great. We sat there and talked for about an hour or so. I was pretty certain we weren't going to close the coffee shop this time. But at some point I said, okay, so here's this. And of course I had it wrapped up. I said, I swear that there's no games or puzzles hidden in this one, like anything I'd done with her before. But there is a note that might be embarrassing. So if you want to open it later at home. And so she said, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So we hugged, we said goodbye and parted ways, and then I came home, was packing up stuff, and then about a couple of hours later, I get a text from her.
Oh.
And I guess it's okay to read that.
Yes,
thank you
should
so much
read
for
it.
The Bible. It is absolutely beautiful. I also love the picture collage of you in the bookstore and everything. It looks like an awesome little place. Thank you for your sweet, kind words. Please forgive me for making you think you did anything stupid. You didn't. I feel so blessed to know you and be a part of these chapters. You mean so much to me, and I hope you'll stay in touch during your future adventures. I'm sorry if I did or said anything to hurt you in any way. God bless you. Smile with me. So
smiley face.
Okay.
Smiley face. What the? I'm gonna throw this chair.
No. That's actually pretty beautiful. I don't know why you did the record scratch. I think that's pretty
great.
That's not what
everyone wanted to hear.
Are you kidding me? It said, please keep in touch. And she's like, she just did this. Door open.
Yeah.
You're going to go out to Ohio and you're going to be like living the dream and you're going to be doing things. Oh. And you know what? She's going to start to think about this and she's going to have that Bible as that reminder.
Know,
and that note that she's going to read every day.
Here's the thing, man.
What?
I honestly wish you would have, and I love that you wrote it down, your feelings. I really feel like you should have told her in person.
Shut up, Dex.
No, you did it right, man.
I'm
speaking for the people out there because everybody's in the same boat. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes. You blew it. You did not blow
it,
man. You wrote it down. It was eloquent.
No!
And sometimes you just got to write things down because let's be real. Like, I am a wordsmith, okay? And I still have trouble with words when it comes to the opposite sex. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
Like, I remember when I first met my wife, like, I couldn't say anything correctly out of my brain. Right. And so, I'm telling you right now, you did a good job by writing it down so that it was clear and concise. And yet you still got it all out there. And you got the like same day text from her saying, hey, I'm so glad that we were a part of each other's life and please keep in touch and all these amazing things, smiley face. Boom. Yeah. I think it's good because now you move out to Ohio and you live the dream and then you never know what's going to happen in the future because this is a journey, my friend, and it's not over. This could just be chapter one.
A lot of the Starmies are booing
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
They're booing you.
Nobody's booing you because the initial dating stuff could be prologue, man. And this is chapter one of the book. Go write chapter two in Ohio. I'll punch Dex in the face for you.
No, bigs. No. That's I don't know, man. I mean, it turned out to be, it sounds like you guys are friends, which that's great. You're friends.
That's perfectly fine.
That's a great place to start. Could you imagine?
But here's my worry.
Here's my worry. Become friends with your future spouse.
No, I get that. I totally get that. But here's the thing. This is what I'm scared of. Because what if she really still doesn't understand how you feel about her? Because
why wouldn't she understand? He made it clear in a letter. Gosh, you're such a dumb.
No, you're dumb.
Everything I've done to try to gather her attention. And yes, all these other little things. She's got to have a clear idea.
She knows, dude. She's a girl. They're not stupid. They play dumb, but she knows.
Okay.
He has gone above and beyond. Are you kidding me? She gets it.
Yeah, but the whole thing of him moving to Ohio, she's probably sitting there going, well, the guy's moving. Why should I even tell him how I feel if he's just going to be moving away?
And I think that may be a rational thing to think, perhaps. Yeah.
Ladies are chiming in saying, I think it was perfect.
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
So this isn't a girl where if she said, I really would like to see how this relationship would go, would you stay for a girl like this?
No,
you
got a job, dude.
I would
be asking you guys if that radio position is still open.
See? Man. And it is, by the way, calvaryabq.org/jobs.
See there? He wouldn't go. That's my only thing with this whole thing is that I just wanted her to 100% know your feelings, know how you really felt about her. So if she did feel the same way, that she would know that you would stay behind for her. Women want to know that. Is she worth it?
Here's exactly what's going to happen, according to a good friend of mine. They're going to randomly meet up again somewhere down the road, right? Then they're going to get stuck all day in the same city. They're going to play, they're going to laugh, they're going to get stuck in the rain, but then he's going to need to go. And so he's at the airport, he's getting ready to leave, and you know what happens next? She runs through the airport and catches up to him, and she's still wet from the rain, and she tells you how she feels, and you cry, and you make out, and then you get married. And then the credits roll.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Clopez.
The Notebook? Is that The Notebook?
Thank you. Clopez. Wait, The Notebook?
What movie was that?
That was not The Notebook.
What was
it? That's every movie.
Okay.
That's literally
Have you seen The Notebook?
Every, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically the notebook.
That's not the notebook.
Minus the airport.
No, you're just thinking because I said the rain part, and you were thinking about the scene where they make out in the rain.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with the story.
Oh, yeah.
They got stuck in the rain. They didn't make out in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, you're such a dumb. Oh, my gosh. Stop confusing great
Call me
romantic
that again.
Movies.
You see these biceps?
Yeah.
I'm about ready to just... You know what I'm going to do.
I don't know what you're going to do because you're too slow. Oh.
This room's not very big.
Sloth love chunk.
Okay. People are totally saying, man, you blew it.
No, they are not. You know what, man? Hey, you did not because Dex is being a liar face. People are saying you did
On the other hand, though, here's the thing. You've ran into this girl so many times. Klopez is right. This could be... This could be a situation where,
you know, five months
down the road, all of a sudden, you're at an airport and you run into each other again. Because you guys have ran into each other so many times that that's what's crazy about this situation.
Yeah, but here's my real life advice, to be completely honest with you, man. Because when we talk like that, I think sometimes it can get us elevated and excited with our emotions and you can start hoping for that and wanting to, oh man, if 6 months or a year, like something happened, that's what I want. And then you focus on that. Don't do that. You said what you needed to say. You gave her the gift. That is, shut up, Dex.
Here's the thing.
Let me be honest for 5 seconds without you interrupting, you jerk.
You interrupt me all the time.
So here's the thing. You are moving to a different state and you go begin your new life. And if it is something that totally actually happens, that's incredible. But don't hang on that moment. Don't wait for that moment to happen because you're going to miss out on whatever's in front of you because you may actually meet somebody even greater. And this person just showed you what it could be like to actually cherish an individual. So that doesn't mean that that person's the one. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So
I totally agree.
Here's somebody. Here's somebody on
Dex
the live
is
line.
Ruin it. I'm sorry.
No, somebody on the live line said. Now this has been a great situation because somebody texted and said, "Hey, I'm a younger listener and I have a similar situation. I thought this really helped me."
Nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah, dude.
Now here's what I want to ask you. Why don't you just email her number over to us?
Oh,
we'll call
my
her.
Gosh, that's
we'll be
not
the voice
going
for
to happen.
You.
If you want to ruin everything, that's what you do. So okay. I'm telling you right now. No,
you're probably right. You're probably right. You know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be encouraging you. You did a great job. For being an introvert, you did a great job. You know,
Thank you.
I think you can leave now.
Yeah, dude.
And you can say to yourself, "Hey, she knows how I feel."
Yeah, you carried yourself well. You did everything right. So no worries there. And you can call it a day and you can go move on and grab this amazing job and start a new adventure because you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, this is what's so cool about it. You were saying in the letter that even though things didn't work out the way that you planned them to work out, it brought you closer to God, which
that's
the most important thing right there.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the twist because I don't trust your words anymore.
Yeah, well, I know. We all wanted the happy ending, but maybe the story isn't over. Maybe it's not
maybe
over.
Maybe not.
We're hoping that we get an update a few months down the road, and you're going to say, "Oh my gosh, I got more for you guys." Who knows?
Yes. Much more awesome of a story that would be.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, yeah. you know that you can podcast the show, you can listen on the app when you move, so you can continue to be a member of the Starmie.
That is true. Until I find a couple of other knuckleheads to listen to, I will continue to listen to y'all.
Don't ever replace us.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's
don't
the beautiful
ever have
thing.
To. Hey, we didn't break your heart. You don't have to move on from us, man.
We're here for you, man. We love
you. We are here for you.
We love
always.
You. We love you.
He loves you.
What? We love you.
Mama Mary chimed in and said, "God put on your heart what you needed to do. You did it, and the rest is now in God's hands. So you move on. You go live life." Did it, man. You did it.
Good job, man.
Oh.
Thank you so much for letting us... you know, jump into this
story.
Yeah,
it's been fun. And the Starmie, oh my gosh, the live line's going crazy still. So
yeah, ladies really want to go out on a day with you. They really, my wife even, thank you so much. My wife is saying, "Why can't you be more like that?" Thanks, Leslie.
Okay.
All right. Well, yes. Thank you all. Thanks to the Starmie. I really appreciated the advice.
Yeah, man, of course.
Keep in touch, man.
Yes, please keep in touch, dude. It's been amazing.
Okay.
It's been amazing. You're a rad dude, so thanks, man.
We'll see you.
All right, bye.
To be continued.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, dude, that was just season one. This is the season finale. He's you know what I mean? Credits are rolling. But we don't know. We don't have a preview of season two yet because it's not filmed.
That's true.
Why do you ruin it with these songs?
These are the songs. This is the
you
soundtrack to our life.
You can't play Peter Gabriel and then think this is even on the same level.
But you're not even on the same level as me. So,
oh, wow.
Gosh, that was okay. I think a lot of us were hoping for it to go a little bit differently, but it went good. It didn't go bad. The date didn't go bad. I mean, the get together didn't go bad. I keep calling it a date. It's not a date. It was a get together.
It was,
hey, I need closure. Here's how I feel, even though I wrote it in a note.
Yeah.
You're right.
Somebody else said that the name calling really has to stop.
Yeah, it does.
I have to be an adult.
Yeah.
Because I am an adult.
Yeah.
To which does. I say, have you met me?
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello. I am 10, and my mom doesn't like you using the word stupid all the time.
Oh.
So will you please stop? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Steve. There you go. Thank you.
Hey, to be fair, 10, I didn't say stupid. I said idiot.
It's the same thing.
I said jerk. I said you're dumb.
Those all mean stupid.
S-T-U-P-I-D? Never said.
You know, I was bullied when I was
so why don't you go back and listen to the
school.
Podcast?
People used to call me dumb all the time. Teachers, you know. My friends, you know, I wasn't suicidal or anything.
People are, like, freaking out on homie because he's now placed himself in the friend zone. And they're like, no!
See, that's my point!
No way, dude. Imagine if you had started a relationship by becoming someone's friend and actually getting to know them. And then years later developed that into something. Somebody else chimed in and said, I never dated my spouse. Like, we were friends until the day I proposed. They never dated.
No, that's beautiful.
Like,
that's a beautiful
20
thing.
Years later,
that's
you know,
a beautiful
like,
thing. But
right.
Here's the thing, Steve-O.
That'd
he's
be
moving
awesome.
To Ohio.
Okay.
How can you form that friendship when you're moving away?
Are you being funny right now?
No, I'm serious.
Do you remember this guy that used to sit, I don't know, what is it, like 2 feet away from you right there? What's his name? Oh, no, wait, what was his name?
Mateo?
Yes. Gosh, I almost said Mark. Thank you. He lives in a different state, and I still almost remember his name.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. This morning, I looked down at my phone, and I go, I haven't really talked to Teo in like 3 weeks. And so I sent him a text message. It's not the same thing. Our relationship with Teo is not the same as when he was here. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
Even though technology allows us to still stay connected, it's not even going to be the same.
Right.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, that story was stupid dope.
Oh. Wait, stupid dope?
Did I say stupid?
Okay. I don't, okay.
Right.
Gosh.
Don't say that on the show. Please.
No, I don't under. Does that mean that, like, it was good?
Yeah, I think that means it was good. Yeah.
But stupid dope, really? Yeah,
stupid dope.
Yo, I've never used that as, like, a.
You've never used that? Stupid!
I mean, I have, but it meant idiotic.
That's what kids are
moronic.
Saying.
Moronic.
They're saying stupid. It means cool.
It's never meant like, yo.
Yeah, well.
Yo, that was stupid good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm with you, Starmy. I'm with you. I'm a little nervous about how it ended, but hey, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. If it's supposed to happen, it's supposed to happen, right? Is that how you look at those situations?
I mean... Yeah.
Or did he totally blow it?
He didn't totally blow it. Next chapter, please. He's moving. He did everything that he was supposed to do.
All right.
People are getting feisty on the live line over this.
Well, I know, because it didn't turn out the way people thought it should have turned out.
Yeah. Somebody said this is seriously the ultimate chick flick. But it does sound like he put himself in the friend zone.
Do you think the girl... let him on.
No, dude.
But think about it first.
Why are you asking these questions? Because they don't matter.
No, are you kidding me?
He's just going to be consumed by this.
No, okay, think about this. There's a lot of ladies listening. We're like number one with women out there. Let's just face that. Okay?
Wow.
Okay. Ratings came in. We were number one.
Okay.
Women. I think we should definitely talk about this because women need to be careful with how they come across. You know, and guys can do the same thing. I'm not just blaming women. I'm just saying this is a situation where she could have led him on. Think about how
He was Twitter-pated.
Maybe she was, too.
No, come
okay,
on.
Okay, shut up.
How do you,
you
become Twitter-pated, and then all of a sudden you come back from, I don't know, a two-week trip from Israel?
Because their emotions, and they change like every 3 minutes. If you if you are using emotion as your gauge for anything...
I forgot you're a girl. Ugh. You know what they're like.
I was raised by a single mom. So, basically. Wait.
I always forget. I always forget that you're part female.
Dude, she could have been Twitter baited too.
She wasn't.
Maybe something happened.
She wasn't Twitter
baited. She even said, hey, you didn't do anything. Maybe it was just her. People just change.
No, Steve-O! No, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that at all. He goes on a trip, he comes back, and then she's completely a different... She doesn't text him, really. She's not into him. But then that, she totally was. Come on.
Who broke you?
Give me a break.
What was it?
What?
Which girl broke your heart by moving on for somebody else? I mean, let's be real.
Well, I was cheated on.
Ah-ha-ha! It comes out! See, and that's why you've got that defense mechanism.
That is not, has nothing to do with that.
Obviously.
It has nothing to do with that. I've known
obviously
a lot of friends.
Obviously, she met someone.
Listen, I've met a lot of friends. I watch The Bachelor all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to throw something at you. But just as many people just, I mean, if it's not right, it's not right. It's okay to just...
But it's not okay to lead somebody on, though, either.
But just to meet your selfish needs. Somebody on.
What if she was just leading him on because she liked the attention, and then all of a sudden he leaves, and she's like,
these
oh,
are really
I'm
dumb
on.
Assumptions.
No, they're not.
Fight
this is
death.
Real life.
Nope, get
this
that samurai sword.
Oh, my gosh.
We're using swords. Swords to the death.
No, I'll use my fist, man.
Oh, man. You're going to lose in this samurai fight, then. I'm using a sword.
Yeah.
Liveline's going crazy, by the way. Somebody said, Dex, listen to Mood Rings by Reliant K. It will help you better understand the complex infrastructure known as the female mind.
Someone said this whole situation with him calling into the radio station has the storyline of Joe Dirt, but the backstory of The Notebook. That's the greatest text ever.
Somebody else chimed in and said, Steve-O, you're definitely the emotional, overly dramatic work wife.
You think?
But here's the thing. I'm being practical about this.
Okay.
It's possible.
Yeah, I'm being real life.
Nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she just started thinking about the future, and he's moving. He's got a job, and it's like, you know what? Now's not the right time. Someday.
All right. We're done. We got to go. 505-585-LIVE. If you want to text into the show.
She didn't meet somebody else, yo.
Yeah, she did. Guaranteed. Hit the podcast on demand after the show.
This could be the perfect situation for him considering he's moving away. If they were to start a relationship now, it could be hard for them to maintain that long-distance relationship. But if they become closer as friends, then who knows, maybe down the road, he moves back or she moves out there or something happens, and then they can begin a relationship. Boom!
Yeah, well.
Thank you, member of the Starmie, that actually has some common sense.
That's going to be pretty difficult when he moves away. That's pretty tough. I'm not saying that it can happen, but it's not likely that it's going to happen. And he admitted he would have stayed here for her. There's another guy in the picture.
Okay.
I'm going to get that number. We're going to get her on the phone.
Do you like tea? Because I'm about to throw mine in your face.
We're going to get her on the phone, man. We're going to interview her. We're going to find out what's really going on. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Local sound. Wild. It's Star 88.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, tomorrow morning, Buck and Dex are back together.
Well, that's true, guys. It's been fun, though. Steve-O's enjoyed my time here. Moving to Ohio. You know, it just didn't work out with this girl at a coffee shop. Gotta start anew. Wait, that's not my story.
Tomorrow Buck and Dex will be back together for one show and one show only. It'll be fun. It's been a while. It's 8:08.
High today of 70 degrees, my bro. Well, taking a look at the roads, unfortunately, I've got nothing good to report. In fact, I-40 East between Bernalillo, that's Cibola County, by the way, There is some serious congestion. So much so out there by Rio Puerco Route 66 Casino that they've actually closed it. Why is that? Because of a rollover. I-40 East right at Rio Puerco Route 66 Casino exit. Traffic is using the left shoulder at this point, but there was a car and a semi that collided.
Oh, no.
Yes, I mean that. And all the lanes are blocked. So I-40 eastbound is completely closed out by Rio Puerco and the Route 66 Casino. I know none of you listeners know what a casino is. However, I'm just stating that that's near that exit. Obviously. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
505-585 live. Can text us or call in 338-3700. Here's the letter. Dex and Stevo.
Hi.
Wanted to know if anybody else has jumped on this bandwagon. My 13-year-old daughter has been binge-watching the show 13 Reasons Why. We usually try to at least pre-screen these things, but didn't have a chance before she was about 3 episodes in. And from what I've heard, it glorifies suicide. Shows a pretty graphic rape scene, among other things. Has anybody else been in this situation? Am I being paranoid about my daughter binge-watching this show? Well, I'm glad that you wrote in, because I was in this situation. When it hit, when 13 Reasons Why hit on Netflix, I'm usually the first one to jump on board and check out the new shows, and I did, and I watched episode 1, and I was like, okay, this sounds like a pretty okay show. Not really for me, but you know what? I bet you my daughter would enjoy this.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. And I didn't realize that it was a mature, the rating was mature, which is the number one thing you should always look for. And I just, after watching the first episode, there wasn't anything in the first episode. Really, there wasn't any cussing. There wasn't anything wrong with the first episode. Now, so let me tell you what this is about. If you don't know what 13 Reasons Why is based on, it's based on a best-selling young adult novel,
yeah,
by Jay Asher. And the book takes place just after a teenage girl kills herself. And she has left a series of 13 tapes, cassette tapes, behind for the people in her life that are the reasons why she killed herself to listen to. So the first episode, this young man receives, everybody's mourning her death because she commits suicide, and then he receives the cassette tapes,
right,
and he's listening to them. And that's all I've watched.
Right.
Now, my daughter watched all of it.
She binged through the entire thing.
She did, and she really, really liked the show. She was like, oh my gosh, it's my favorite show. But she was honest with me. This is what I love about my daughter. She was completely honest with me. She's like, Dad, it was pretty inappropriate at times, and I did fast forward through it. Because later on in the season, it gets very intense with rape. I mean, the reasons why this young lady committed suicide.
Spoiler alert!
Is horrific. Yeah, spoiler alert, sorry, but
gosh.
That's why you shouldn't allow your kids to watch this. So I did a little bit of research and found a ton of stuff online about this show. I mean, Good Morning America just did a thing on it, because there's a lot of professionals, psychologists, people that work with suicide prevention.
Yeah.
They're actually really upset with Netflix over this series because of how it paints this picture.
Yeah, well, an entire public school district actually wrote a letter two parents this last Monday. I don't know if you saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Students in Montclair, New Jersey. Andrew Evangelista, Montclair Public School District's Mental Health and Harassment, Intimidation and Bullying Coordinator. That is the longest title I've ever heard.
Wow.
By the way. Wrote a letter to parents in the district's 11 schools after hearing about the series from students and then deciding to watch it for himself. And I mean, this person obviously is the entire school district's mental health harassment, intimidation, and bullying coordinator. So watch the whole thing. And then it was like, whoa, wait, this isn't right. There were a lot of questions, you know, how the girl was portrayed, the lack of mental health resources available to her. It's a 13-part series for those who don't know. It's co-produced by Selena Gomez. Mm. It revolves around this 17-year-old girl. She takes her own life. She leaves behind these audio recordings. And people have been freaking out, because it came out of nowhere. And when it premiered on Netflix, there was buzz, but then some suicide prevention advocacy groups were freaking out because the show could increase the instances of suicide among youth. Suicide is currently the second leading cause of death among, people ages 15 to 34. Second.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole thing is when you watch all 13 episodes, it doesn't really give a very good message. It doesn't teach kids that this is not okay. It almost what would you say?
Glorifies suicide
in a way. And it's like a how-to. Somebody said it's a how-to for kids to kill themselves.
Well, or to give them cause or ideas as to, well, this is so traumatic. Yeah. There's no other option. There's no other resource. There's no other alternative but to take my life and then seek revenge through this, you know, course of tapes. Now, I haven't seen the show, and I'm not saying that this is what I'm reading from different advocacy groups.
Yeah.
There was a letter sent by administrators at the Ethical Cultural Fieldston School. These are private schools in New York City. They were warning parents that students of all ages are probably aware of the series, but it is TVMA, which is for mature audiences only. But this is like the number one buzz in high schools right now is this TV show.
Yeah.
And so different, the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in New York City said she chose to allow her 16-year-old to watch it, but they watch each episode together, allowing time for conversation before they watch the next episode. She said, "I'm watching it slowly and measured and making a point to talk about it and consider it between my daughter and myself, having a hard time getting my head around watching it without that process because it's perceived as glorifying and romanticizing suicide." Yeah. So they worry that it could trigger, you know, vulnerable people who have maybe gone through similar situations and don't feel like there's any other alternative.
Yeah, I found, like you brought up, how this person watched this show with their child. And a lot of people are saying that. I found a few tips that they're saying, if you're gonna watch this with your child, this is a great opportunity to start with the conversation. After you watch each episode, you should take a day or two before you watch the next one so you guys can let it sink in. You guys can talk about it. Also, educate yourself on suicide prevention. It's really helpful to know basic facts and how to approach a conversation about suicide. So if you're a parent out there, you don't know anything about suicide prevention, it's really easy. You can learn the warning signs and you can talk to those things with your kids because your kids are at school and they're seeing, they're seeing kids get bullied. They're seeing, these kids and how just life affects them. My daughter comes home and there's days where I just want to hold her because you can tell
it was a terrible day.
Yeah,
it's an emotional time in anyone's life. And I'm not necessarily saying that I agree with the idea of complete censorship. I actually like the idea of this psychologist and the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention sitting her 16-year-old daughter down and watching it together, because then you can have conversation and it kind of disarms it. Because sometimes when we boycott something or censor something, it kind of becomes mystical or magical or taboo. And then you want to watch it. And I think sometimes, cause a lot of these principals are saying, well, I've never seen the show myself, but you shouldn't watch it. And when those things happen in culture, sometimes it can be counter intuitive because it can just really get more buzz going and then people want to watch it.
Right.
And so I think we need to be informed with anything. And looking at it, it seems that the producers of the show and everyone involved, they sought the advice of medical professionals during the entire process of 13 Reasons Why. They said from the onset of work on 13 Reasons Why, they were mindful both of the show's intense themes and the intended audience, which is why it's been given a mature rating. This isn't necessarily for teens.
Right.
They said, we support the unflinching vision of the show's creators who engage the careful advice of medical professionals in the script writing process. The series carries a TVMA rating as well as graphic content warnings preceding specific episodes, along with an after show and companion website with additional resources. So it seems like they've done a lot to try and...
Well, they're covering their butt. Is what they're doing.
Well, but they're offering resources because if somebody
think about
is,
the kids out there, they're not going to go and check out the online show. They're going to binge watch this. They're not going to get the message. They're not going to understand
why. Overgeneralization.
But that's the thing. That's what a lot of people are saying is that this show, throughout 13 episodes, it almost glorifies suicide.
Yeah, but I also think on the flip side, it could spark conversations in families that are necessary. And I'm not saying that every home is like, oh, we're going to mindfully watch this and sit down and digest it and talk about emotions and talk about, you know, I definitely don't think that's the case in every home. But if it can open up a dialogue between a parent and a child, maybe there is something going on at school that they just don't even know about. And if you can talk to them, it could actually be a positive thing. Again, I'm not condoning.
Right.
It's a TVMA, you know? So, no, dude.
338-3700 if you would like to call in. Thank you for holding. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's Joelle, just so you know. Hi,
Joelle.
I've called. okay, so I've watched the show in its entirety, and I honestly regret watching it completely. I struggle with anxiety, so I don't know. I thought it was going to be like how to help people who struggle like with suicidal thoughts. It doesn't show you any of that. Like, I got the impression that like if someone has decided they're going to commit suicide, then they're just going to go for it and there's nothing you can do except like blame yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And in a way, she kind of like blames everybody else.
Right.
She's like, you're the reason why I killed myself. And I'm like... And then, on top of that, there's a girl who struggles with cutting in the show, and she basically makes this comment about how cutting, like, is how you deal. Like, she's basically like, suicide is the easy way out, like...
Right.
And I'm like, that comment was like, okay, it just gave me, like, a really weird feeling, and I have a lot of high school friends who are watching it, and it's, like, making them depressed, and I'm like, okay. I get on a soapbox with this show, because I'm like... Anyways, I just had to give my
No,
season.
I'm glad you shared that.
Thanks, Joel.
Because that was one of the issues, too, they were worried about was copycats.
Yeah.
That after watching the show, there would be a lot of copycat people out there, especially teenagers, that would want to do this. Because of the way that it made the person, the character that committed suicide, made her look throughout the whole thing. They wanted that. That's what they were scared of.
Yeah. Thanks, Joel.
I'm like... Sure thing.
Yeah. Somebody just chimed in and said, I disagree. Actually, this show devastated me. I watched all of it, and I can honestly say that it showed the damage left behind after a suicide. Watching her mother find her was a real reality check. It destroys that person's family, their friends. It shows that nothing good comes from suicide. But I will say it needs to be guarded by parents. It does show graphic scenes, and no one has mentioned that in most of the articles I've read. So... they say there is no glory in it for suicide. The main character avenges the dead girl. I don't know.
We're talking about 13 Reasons Why. This is a new show. It's a Netflix original series that just came out. And we got a letter because this parent, they found out that their 13-year-old daughter just binged watched the show. And they didn't pre-screen the show. But they've been hearing that it glorifies suicide. Shows pretty graphic scenes, among other things. And I happen to be in this situation. My daughter, she's a teenager now. She's 13 as well. And I watched the first episode, and I thought it was okay. Because the first episode, there wasn't anything wrong with the first episode. And I thought,
It's based kids in high school, and you know, I even told my daughter that she should watch it. But then after she got done binge watching it, she came to me and actually confessed, like, "Dad, that was pretty rough. You know, there were some pretty heavy things in there." And it was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Jaden. You know, I felt so bad." So we're talking about it because I want parents to know what this show's about.
Or just
about.
Anybody, because, you know, anybody listening right now, maybe, you know, like Joelle, she's, you know, 20-something, and there are a lot of people. Dude, this is probably the phone lines have been jammed.
If you're calling, we're putting you on hold, so don't hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up. But we've got 5 lines full right now. I've got about 30
Six
texts
lines
that
going
I need
right
to.
Now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we should probably get to some of these. All right.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. See,
my
this
bad.
Is what happens.
I'm sorry. I just.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So I wanted to just kind of give a little comment, if that's okay. So listening to the conversation, it's a very tragic, very, very sad story. As far as a lot of people, they blurt out all the time. You know, some people may have problems with their kids, and that's up to those parents truly to really sit down and conversate with their children. Yeah. But I as well think it's, you know, my son is now a senior in high school, and it's up to the school as well. A lot of people say parents don't do enough, parents this, parents that, and throw the blame at the parents. But a lot of this happens at school. Bullying happens at school.
Yeah.
Kids in groups. My son used to come home and say, "Mom, these girls are walking around saying they're all depressed," and like groups of them, and cutting was the really awesome thing, and it was the end thing to do, and la, la, la. And I think it is up to the school to do some stuff as well. So, like, if a child does get in trouble for bullying, I believe they should, "Oh, you're suspended for 2 days. That's not the answer. The answer is I believe they need to, in school, go to some type of maybe a in-school suspension with a 2-day bullying class.
Right. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, let them know all about bullying and what the effects are, and, you know, make these kids do this.
Right.
To show them that is wrong.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For calling.
Man.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Well, the phone lines are jammed, so.
Well, check it out, dude. You know what? Everybody could be scared of life, man. You know what I mean? It's like parents need to do their job as parents. And, you know, I mean, it's not like it's crazy. It's real life, and it happens every single day.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, just be a good parent, and like the last caller said, like, it's, you know, it's up to the parents, and it does happen. But if you don't have an open relationship, and if you're not able to talk to your kids and be able to conversate about their day at school and how it went and the things that happened during the day, you know, then... I don't know. You got to have that relationship with your kids, and it starts when they're really young. So
I agree.
We have that with our kids, and I'm very, very open-minded. I'm very, you know, I don't keep my kids in a box.
Here's where I got to jump in, pool boy, because I agree with what you're saying, but you are one of those parents that does have that relationship. And come on, man, not everyone has that home life where they are free to talk about things, where they do have that kind of relationship. So I think it's still important to talk about it and say, hey, we do need to safeguard our kids. And there are some things that maybe they shouldn't be watching at 10, 12 years old because they're impressionable and it could do more harm than good. Yeah, it's a real thing. There's a lot of things in life that are real, but I'm not going to go home and talk to Brody about those things. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
I'm going to talk to my kid.
Call is calling, man. I love you, though.
I love you too, man.
Later, man.
So I agree, because I think sometimes because of our home system, we can generalize it.
Right.
Blue Boy's got a phenomenal home system with his family. Like, you know that he's got a very open relationship with his kids. And so you can kind of see actually where a lot of people side with the show in general or with what people watch in general. It kind of gives you a glimpse into their home life,
right.
You know. But on the flip side, you've got families where they just don't care. And I know I have friends who their 8-9-year-old are watching The Walking Dead. Man, yeah. I'm shocked sometimes when my kids come home and they're talking about like Deadpool or something, and I'm like, How do you even know about that? Oh, well, my friend in fourth grade,
right,
you know, watches Deadpool all the time. I'm like, dude, where is the filter? There's got to be some kind. So, yeah, it's like, oh, we don't want them all to be snowflakes. They need to learn and they need to know. But I think there's also a responsibility we have as parents to at least filter, safeguard, be educated, know what they're ingesting.
Yeah.
Because we just check out.
I think we have to be careful as parents on how we respond to our children when they make mistakes. Or let's say your child watched a movie or a show that you didn't agree with, that was rated R, that was MA, was mature, and you flipped out on them and were like, you are grounded. You're not allowed to watch that. You're banned from Netflix.
Okay.
Think about it this way.
Yeah,
I am so proud of my daughter Jaden because she watched a show that she knew it was a pretty tough watch for her. I mean, I didn't realize it. I failed as a parent because I allowed her to watch it. She comes to me and is open about the things that she watched. And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
Because then we got to have the conversation and I had to apologize. I was like, I'm so sorry. That is my fault as a parent. I messed up. I shouldn't have let you watch that show. And now Leslie's watching it so she can see what it's all about and we can actually have the conversation with our daughter. You know?
Well, check this out. Somebody just chimed and said, coming from a conservative home, I had no idea what sexual harassment looked like because we never talked about it. Mm. But when I saw the show, I realized that's what I'd been experiencing.
Gosh. Oh, this is tough. A lot of people are chiming in, want to talk about it. 13 Reasons Why on Netflix is
man,
the show.
Phone lines are jammed.
We got to take a break, though.
I know!
So please continue to stay on hold, 338-3700, or you can text in at 505-585-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day with a speech at the Capitol in which he vowed to fight anti-Semitism wherever it appears.
We will condemn hatred.
Members of the Writers Guild of America have authorized a strike against TV and motion picture producers.
Changes in the TV landscape have hurt the bottom line for writers because they are paid per episode.
Ivanka Trump in Berlin.
The Nasdaq Composite Index crossed the 6,000 mark for the first time as a series of companies posted strong earnings.
Parts of the South cleaning up from another drenching storm, including South Carolina, which got more than 7 inches of rain in areas only recently recovered from Hurricane Matthew.
North Korea is marking the 85th anniversary of the founding of its army with live artillery drills on its east coast. The drills come as a U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrives in South Korea.
International donors are pledging more than $1 billion for Yemen, where 2 years of intensified conflict have claimed more than 10,000 civilian lives. The pledges total about half of the U.N.'s overall goal.
It is 8:38. Good morning.
High today of 70 degrees. Good morning. There's an accident reported Coors Boulevard at Sequoia. So you're going to want to be careful there
good
if you
morning.
Are traveling. Good morning. Good morning. Be careful traveling there. As well as we mentioned it earlier, there was an accident involving a semi and a vehicle. I-40 East between Rio Puerco Route 66, that area is completely closed right now because of it. So if you're traveling I-40 eastbound out there by Route 66 Casino, first of all, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Boo! I mean, what if you were watching Huey Lewis in the news? There's other reasons to go to casino.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Traffic!
That's good. We're talking 13 Reasons Why. It is the Netflix show. It's the series that just popped up on Netflix. And the buzz is much like Stranger Things. Kids are talking about this show. They're going crazy over it. And it's based off of a best-selling young adult novel by Jay Asher. And what it's about, if you don't know, it's about a teenage girl who commits suicide, and she leaves a series of 13 cassette tapes behind for all the people in her life that are the reasons why she killed herself. She wants them to listen to those tapes. So
First episode takes place where this young man gets the tapes. And it's funny because he doesn't know how to use a cassette tape. He's like, what are these?
Right.
Yeah. So, Dad, can I? Where's that boom box? And so he's trying to figure out how to spoiler alert. But I watched the first episode and thought, you know what? This seems like a pretty decent show. There wasn't any cussing in the first episode. There was nothing graphic. And so I allowed my daughter to watch the show because I'm an idiot and I didn't realize that it was a mature show. And she watched the whole thing. She loved it, but had questions.
Yeah.
Because it gets super, super heavy as the series, like, I guess in the probably 4 or 5 episodes in is when it really starts to get heavy. And then towards the end, you're dealing with rape.
Yeah.
Some pretty heavy things, cutting.
Yeah.
Live line is open, 505-585-LIVE.
We got one from a member of the Starman that said, after watching it, it gives insight into how damaging social media and technology can be to this generation. Back when we were young, words were hurtful, no doubt, but it was easier to overcome. Nowadays, there's no hiding from awful things people say because it's posted, it's tweeted, sent as a mass text to everyone you know. Somebody else said, my daughter is 10, fifth grade. Many of her classmates have iPhone 7s, the Galaxy 8S. They have the latest and greatest. Well, she's recently been coming home talking to me about this show because all of her friends are watching it.
Yeah.
10. I looked at the description. I was shocked that her friends are watching a show on Netflix. It's not even a documentary. This is a bunch of, quote, mean girls and boys. It glorifies them in children's eyes, not as ours. As adults, we can see the bigger picture. But as a young girl, she's always looking to imitate. This is just more trash to fill the heads of the children.
Thank you for holding. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi.
You're on.
Hi. I'm sorry. I was holding forever, so I wasn't sure.
That's forever?
Okay. Forever. Like, literally.
Literally.
No.
Any turn. Literally, watch. Here, we're going to put you on hold and see how long
that is. I really did. Was it like 2 minutes?
Stop it.
Okay. Stop it.
Go
so,
ahead.
I was calling in. I watched. I'm a 30-year-old woman, and
congratulations.
I just wanted to kind of give the age range.
Yeah, that's good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, well done.
So I watched the show. Interesting. Like Dex, like when I first started watching it, I was like, "Oh, this is so good." Or I mean, like it didn't seem bad at all.
Right.
And then you kind of get sucked into it, which I think is part of the problem with it because it's so binge worthy. Like, I mean, I was staying up until like 2 o'clock in the morning watching. Like, I mean, ridiculous. Like,
wow.
it was just out of control. And then once I finished it, I completely I regret watching it. And part of that reason is because I think everybody when they watch shows, they kind of feel different when they watch things.
Yeah.
Some people. And I think probably more so for girls, not all the time, but it's, things are really like, it just really consumes you. It makes it like you think about it all the time. Mm. It's very, very depressing. And I think that's part of the reason why it's a good show in a sense, because it does show how terrible suicide is and how terrible all these other bullying type things are. So I think that's good, but it leaves you with such a sense of hopelessness, and I hate that about the show, because it really, like, I know, like you said, there's like an after show and all these things, but I didn't know that till you guys said it. I didn't watch anything, you know, and I'm a grown adult, and so I can't imagine that any of these kids are watching it, and you know, and I come from a small community where suicide is rampant. I mean, I've had multiple, like, very close friends commit suicide, and as well as, you know, families. And it's just like a chain reaction type thing. And I just don't see anything. I'm sorry. I was trying to, like, I'm not going to be emotional.
No, you're fine.
I don't see how this is helpful.
Let me stop you right there, because this is something that I was reading. We're going to go to the other side of what you're saying. Sure. Honestly, I'm disappointed that I can't share this show with my child. That we can't talk through the things that happen, the cyberbullying, the sex, the kids and the way they treat each other, and use this series as a tool to breed the conversation.
I would have loved to have seen the series be something we could show to our high schoolers, a teaching aid for them to understand that life isn't as dramatic or dire as they think it is in high school. It is such a missed opportunity that because of the overly graphic nature of a few scenes, that this series can't be more valuable to us as a society. So that's from one viewer who thinks.
Well, and I actually agree with that. I wish you could take it and turn something good out of it, but I feel like it just crosses the line too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that chime in that were saying that, high school, middle school children should watch this, is what one commenter on the live line said, because it shows how bullying really damages someone. It can mess with someone's psyche, and how the teachers or counselors aren't really paying attention to the students. It has a strong anti-bullying message, and they've been watching this with their son so that they can talk through those things in case their son is experiencing some of these things and doesn't even realize it. I hear what you're saying. I haven't watched it, so I'm not here to give an opinion, but I think for both sides, I want to be able to say, well, here's what this side would say. So being open to thinking about it. So yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and watch it through. So that way my wife and I, cause I know my wife's like halfway through it now. And so we can really sit down and have the conversation with our daughter, because, like I said, she watched all 13 episodes because I allowed it, because I'm a dumb parent who didn't realize that this is not an appropriate show for my daughter to watch. But then again, like you were saying, maybe this is a great opportunity for us
I'd love
to
talk to her, because you say it wasn't good for her to watch, but so far everything you've said is that it's opened her up to talking to you about some of the stuff that she saw and some of the things that happened in school, and maybe it was an opportunity. And I'm not telling anybody to let their kid watch it, but it sure sounds like all Jaden took away from it was the idea that suicide is very real. I mean, and that it's so damaging, and so is bullying, and even the little things, the things that you don't think matter, can greatly matter to another human being, and how we use our words and how we treat people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not condoning it. Again, I haven't seen the show. I don't know.
338-3700. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Or 505-585-LIVE. You can text in. What do you guys think? 13 Reasons Why. We got a letter. A parent in the same situation as a lot of you out there. They let their daughter binge watch 13 Reasons Why. They didn't pre-screen it. They didn't know that it was about this teenage girl who commits suicide. There's some really graphic scenes, and they wanted us to talk about it. And if we knew, what this show was about. So we pulled up a bunch of information. And because a lot of educated people, especially from suicide prevention organizations, were speaking out against this show. And they were not too pleased with Netflix for putting something like this on.
Yeah.
Because of the content, because they say it. Now this is everybody has a different opinion, but they said, it glorifies suicide.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything that really could help the kids out. There wasn't a good message at the end. But then on the other hand, some people say there is.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We do have some tips coming up, by the way, because, as we talk about this, it began from the idea that there were different people chiming in with reasons why kids shouldn't watch it. In fact, Dr. Christine Mottier, she's a psychiatrist. She's the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, who chose to allow her 16-year-old to watch it. And with each episode, they digested it. They had allowed time for conversation before they even decided to watch the next episode. I actually have a list of what to do if you do decide to watch it or allow a child to watch it. There's some tips for making it a successful experience with your teenager.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good morning.
We'll talk about
that. Morning.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, this is...
Hey, just calling in and listening to your whole conversation here. My kids are out of school and out of high school and all that, but I do have a senior left in high school. But it seems to me like if you're trending in this way and they're showing this on Netflix, you would think that the school system would grab a hold of this and make it a subject inside of their classroom. So if they have people watching this, that they can address it within that form, which is a high school form or a middle school form. I don't know how far they want to go with that. But, you know, to be able to bring it out onto the table and actually talk about it instead of, like, hiding behind the, you know, the facade of, oh, well, they should be watching it. Why not, if they are watching it, why not bring it to the forefront and make it a subject? You know, I took a sociology course in high school, and those were those were things that you talked about in that class, like how is it affecting you or how is it not affecting
you? Nice. Okay. You know what? I love that idea. I think schools should get more involved. And maybe there are. I know there's a lot of great teachers out there that get involved with the students.
That's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah. I honestly wouldn't doubt that there are teachers out there that are doing that.
Yeah. Speaking of, this is, like I said, I have this list of reasons or ways that you can make it more productive if you're going to actually do this. Would you like me to share some of these?
Please share.
Yeah, they said you need to start with an open conversation. Ask your child, have you heard of the show? Have you watched it? How did it affect you? And really listen, because it might provide a window into some of their own thoughts and feelings and what themes they gravitated toward the most. They say, second, watch it with your child. Watch it together every few days and talk about it while watching it. Again, this is coming from Dr. Christine Mottier, a psychiatrist and the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in New York City. She did this with her 16-year-old. And, they watched it slowly and measured, making it a point to talk about it between each episode, giving a few days to digest what they saw. And they said, most importantly, she thinks you got to educate yourself on suicide prevention. It's really helpful to know basic facts and how to approach a conversation about suicide. Learning the warning signs, one of the most obvious things that any parent can do. They actually plan to release in the coming days a webinar for parents and educators on how to start a conversation around 13 Reasons Why with children. The foundation partnering with the National Association of School Psychologists and the American School Counselors Association on this resource. So like the last caller, they're actually going to be doing this, which is fantastic. I think that's what needs to happen. Because no matter what, do you remember being a kid and, you know, there were those taboo things that you weren't supposed to do or that you weren't even supposed to talk about? How many times did you inevitably end up doing those things or talking about those things anyways, just without your parent?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if you can actually educate a child as to the reasons why or the just traumatic damaging effects of bullying, or, you know, on the flip side, as we talk about this girl in the show who commits suicide and blames all these other people, talks about the effects of suicide. Man, I think that could do more good than just outright saying, just stop talking about this. Stop doing this.
Well, joining us on the show is my beautiful wife.
Hi.
Hi, Leslie. So.
Hi.
We've been talking about this show, 13 Reasons Why, on Netflix, and as you know, I'm a terrible father, and I allowed our daughter to watch this show.
Okay.
But I got a text message from you just a minute ago, and you said you're glad that Jaden watched the show.
I am, and for a couple of reasons. Lucky for you, we have an awesome daughter who has a really good head on her shoulders, can definitely take something like this and take it for what I think the purpose of it, or what could be taken from it. I think that it brought a lot of issues to her that I don't think she normally would have otherwise known that they even existed or what they look like. For instance, like sexual harassment, how so many different ways that looks like and how it affects so many people. And I just think that so far I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but where I'm at in it, I was kind of having some mixed feelings about it just because for a couple of episodes, I was kind of put off just because it seems like this girl is blaming everybody else for her suicide.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we all know that that's that person's choice. Nobody can make somebody do that. Although bullying has such traumatic effects on somebody, in their psyche and how it can lead to that person to want to make that choice.
Right.
And I think that since she's watched the show, she's been, I think, a lot more aware of just what she puts out, like on her Instagram, how she interacts with people at school. I know that the other day, remember, she told us she had a little survey suggestion type thing to write down about her, what she would want to change about school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you remember what her answer was?
Yeah, but yeah, go ahead. You can share it.
Well, she just said that she just wished that everybody could accept everybody for who they were and stop being so fake. And she was just tired of fake people. And I think that she came to that conclusion, a lot of it because of how what the show portrays. And, and it just opened her eyes to so many things.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've only watched the first episode, but you really could see that in the show where this girl who you... Bad things happened to this girl, which led her to commit suicide. And then all these people, all these kids that probably weren't even her friend at school were taking selfies in front of her locker, and they were all sad, and they were just fake, you know? So I'm glad that our daughter, like you said, she's got a good head on her shoulders. I love that she came to me and told me that it wasn't okay. You know, like she actually was okay with telling me that, Dad, there were some pretty dark moments in the show, and she was open to share that with me, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I wanted to say, good job. You know what? You're doing a good job as a parent. You know that? You're a good mother.
You know what? I have a good co-pilot.
Well,
you're talking about the Lord? Because obviously you're not talking about this fool.
That's not cool!
All right.
No, I think that I think you just kind of went a little too premature on letting her watch that. But I at the end of the day, I'm really glad that she did. Yeah. And we all have to remember that it is a show. It's supposed to be on some level entertainment, but yet have that message behind it. So I think that people kind of take that a little too far and take it too seriously. It's still, you know, a show. The purpose is to kind of go, I think, a little dark and get that aspect. I don't know.
There you go.
Thank you, babe. Beautiful.
Yeah, babe. You're welcome. Thanks, babe.
Love you.
Hey,
love you.
No problem. Love you guys.
All right, love you.
Yay! My wife, Leslie.
Yeah. By the way, I just provided the article on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88FM. You know, we just shared the tips that that psychologist offered. If you're just joining us, Dr. Christine Motier, a psychiatrist, chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. How to navigate through the show if you do decide to watch it with your kid. She chose to watch it with her 16-year-old, and the way that she went about it, I thought was pretty smart. So we posted that at Facebook, facebook.com/star88FM.
Yeah, we got a text on the live line. I'm so glad you guys are talking about this. I've been considering watching this with my daughter. I've heard that it's a good show to open the door to conversations about our actions. Had been recommended by people who are not the type to let kids watch just anything, so... Yeah, I mean, maybe you as a parent should watch it all first.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do sit down and you watch it together.
This from a teenager. Is this what society has come to, making a TV series about kids killing themselves? It's disgusting. Suicide should never be glorified. Open your eyes, Netflix. Exploiting troubled kids for money. I think you got to go back and podcast the last hour or so because I haven't seen it. But by all of this, including, you know, the psychologist who just... happens to be the chief medical officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I actually thought it was a great show and opened up eyes to a lot of parents and teenagers who don't realize how damaging their words are or the effects of suicide. So,
all right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jordan Feliz, The River, Star 88. Good morning. Man. Love that, Jordan. Just love that guy. Dex and Steve-O.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. 904.
High today of 70 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. I-40 East between Rio Puerco, Route 66 area, exit 140, and Atrisco Vista, exit 149. Completely closed. Traffic has to exit at Rio Puerco. There was a car and semi collision rollover. It's crazy. And please pray for everybody involved. But yeah, that is completely closed due to that. There's also an accident, McMahon at Unser Boulevard, reported just a few minutes ago, and an accident, Coors Boulevard at Sequoia. So be careful in those areas. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Harvest America. We're going to be out in Phoenix. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to plan a trip out to Phoenix, we're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be there for the weekend. Harvest America, you got Greg Laurie, who is this phenomenal teacher. You have music from Phil Wickham,
Trip Lee, Need to Breathe, and Mercy Me. HarvestAmerica.com for all the event details. But like I said, we'll be there broadcasting and interviewing a bunch of people like Greg Laurie and Phil Wickham, all those guys. It's going to be fun and hot. It's going to be so hot, guys. I keep telling myself I'm at the gym. I got to get into that bikini shape, man. I got to get that.
Okay.
What?
We're gonna be fully dressed.
Well, I mean, there's gonna be a pool. I mean, I gotta. What? Summer's right around the corner, Steve. I just want to be able to fit in my bikini. Just saying.
Thank you.
My wife said that to me. She said that. She's like, I just, you know, we're gonna be out there. I gotta hit the gym hard. And I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, you're unbelievable. My wife, her abs. She has abs. She doesn't have an ounce of fat on her. She looks amazing. And she's sitting here looking at a fat guy going, I need to get bikini ready. What?
I mean, it's all perspective, man.
Really? Who needs to get bikini ready? I do.
No,
by the way,
no,
you will
you
buy
not.
Me a bikini?
I was going to say, you never, ever need to get bikini ready. That's something that just doesn't need to happen.
Yeah. Nobody ever wants to see that. I know that. Anyways, so make plans. We're going to be out in Phoenix June 11th. That whole weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Toth family, the Jeter family. We're just going to do it up, man. We're going to have such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Starmie, for chiming in. We were talking 13 Reasons Why. Hit the on-demand, the podcast. It'll be up after the show. If you are listening right now, maybe you have kids and you're wondering, well, should I allow my kids to watch this show? We talked for about an hour about this, and we got both sides, from parents that allowed their kids to watch it to psychologists to people that work with suicide prevention and their thoughts on the show, because it's the big show right now. It's what all the kids are watching right now. So hit the podcast. It's on demand. We're at iTunes, Google Play. You can go to star88.fm. You can even get the app, and you can get the podcast right there at the app. All right, let's jump into some headlines. Steve-O's going to be gone tomorrow. But Buck and Dex are going to be back together.
I like it. It's going to be good, man. You guys just doing really well with replacing me. I was sad at first. It was like,
It was easy. It was easy.
What are they
going to
do without me? I've been a part of this for so long. But Buck and Dex reuniting tomorrow.
It was an easy replacement.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, we all know and love it. Huge fan. May 5th, Guardians 2. Where will it rank on the official Marvel Cinematic Universe list from best to worst? We don't know, but a film critic from The Wrap has ranked all 15 of Marvel's releases from best to worst. Now, this doesn't include movies made by other studios. So Deadpool, X-Men, Wolverine, Spider-Man franchise. Those don't count. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
By the way, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is on his list.
Of course.
Do we really want to do the complete list? There's 15 of them.
No.
I'm going to go fast, 15 to 10. Incredible Hulk from 2008, 15. Ant-Man was 14? This list is fired. Thor, Iron Man 2, Captain America, The First Avenger. That was your 15-2-11. Top 10? Yeah, Thor, The Dark World, Iron Man 3, Avengers, Age of Ultron. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 came in 7th. And Civil War comes in number 6. So here we go. The top 5, according to this random dude that I've already disagreed with.
Talk to me.
He says Iron Man is the number 5 greatest movie on
I would
this
agree
list.
With that.
That movie was phenomenal. The first one.
So good.
So important.
Yeah.
Kickstarted the whole universe, really. Doctor Strange, number 4.
Oh, so good.
Phenomenal movie. Number 3, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I agree.
It could be a contender for number 1, though.
Sure,
let's be honest.
Sure.
However, number 2, man, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, arguably the greatest.
I just watched that again the other night. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I guess because it was the first time there was ensemble, and it really kind of had to set the bar, and it did a great job. He places the Avengers, the original Avengers film,
yeah,
as the number 1 greatest Marvel.
I get why they did that, but again, I wouldn't I wouldn't put that at number
one. I take Guardians or Winter Soldier over that movie any day of the week. I think probably you're right. Even Doctor Strange, actually. Okay. That's kind of boring.
Thank you so
much. Next up, press 1. Okay. To send a voicemail, press 2.
I mean, we don't have a voicemail.
So hello?
I don't want to send him to voicemail.
Hello?
Voicemail, you know.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
I was just calling in on the 13 thing, that show.
Oh.
Okay. Well, all right.
We kind of moved on.
Go ahead.
That's fine. That's cool.
Go ahead.
Can I talk about that or no?
Yeah, can you hold 1 second? The guys are in the middle of doing a news report.
Okay. Yeah,
hold on 1 second. We're going to patch it through.
Okay, thanks.
All right. We're going to need your energy to come up just a little bit when you get on the air, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Sitting over now.
The Morning Invasion! Welcome to the show! Woo! You are live!
Hi. Oh my God. Okay.
Have you ever heard our show before?
Yeah, I'm Po Boy's wife.
What's up?
I only do this once in a while because basically I don't like to do it, but
Po Boy's wife, you sound...
I'm like Dex, I'm an introvert.
Okay,
so, like,
okay.
I can't get off there that much. So,
why didn't you start off the conversation
I was chiming
with
in
that?
On that thingy about the 13 thingies?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Right? Yep. Doing a good job.
That show?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so... My daughter came up to me and she's like, "Mom, there's a show and I want to watch it." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll watch it with you." And then we did it, and we did it like in, I think we did it in a day or two.
My gosh. You binged watch 13 episodes in a day?
Huh?
You watched the whole thing in a day?
No, I think it was 2 days.
No, now you're days. Exaggerating.
Was it 2 days? I don't know. That was 13 episodes. I don't know. Maybe more.
Okay. All right. Okay. Your thoughts? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
You got to turn that radio down. You're getting confused.
It was a good show, but I kind of want to...
Are you okay?
No, 2 days. 2 days.
Oh, 2 days. Okay. All right. We're going back 2 days. All right.
And am I exaggerating? I'm not even sure.
No, okay. You need to turn down your radio because you're listening to the radio and then trying to have a conversation with us, and it's super confusing. Yes, you are.
Okay. Oh, my God. Steve-O, stop. Okay. So my thing about it is that... I don't think, I feel like people need to know, and I'm being serious right now, it's the way you treat people, you know, the way you treat people makes them feel the way they feel, so that's multiple to, you know, obviously it's going to equal, you know, making, you know, you feel bad about yourself, and it's going to go into a, you know.
Are you okay? Are you all right? I don't feel like you're okay right now.
Me?
No. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. I just...
You're being kind of rude.
You're all over
the
place.
She's trying to tell you about 13 Reasons Why, and that show is about bullies like you, sir.
But here's the thing. I'm sure you're watching this online, and there's a delay, so that you're kind of like you're... It's messing you up.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Yeah, see, it's messing you up. So I understand why you're... Yeah, okay.
Okay. I just wanted to... that's all I wanted to say is that the reason for the movie is it's not so much about suicide, but it's about why would somebody do that?
Yeah.
Because people are mean.
Right.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I was trying to say. We need to be nicer in life. And you know what? I see people all over the place. You know, you have to be kind because you can do the littlest thing to somebody and be mean and it'll hurt their feelings. You know what I mean?
Right. And I hope I'm not hurting your feelings. I hope
I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. I was just, you were all over the place because you were confused.
You just hurt my feelings because you just asked me a question and I was like, no, I'm over it.
Okay, good. Good. I just wanted to make that clear. I just knew that you were kind of confused because of the, you were watching us and it was the delay, so.
No, I get it.
Okay.
No, but I mean, I was just, I watched it with my daughter. She came up to me. She wanted to watch it with me. I watched it with her. We binged it. We watched it. But it was nice. I mean, I enjoyed the movie, but I mean, it's sad, but yeah. I mean, that's life though.
Yeah.
That's how come we have to be nice to people, right?
That's so true. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are having that conversation with your daughter. That's good.
Oh yeah. I didn't, and dad didn't watch it. I watched it with her. So.
Good.
And that was better.
Good. I'm glad you called in and shared that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that Netflix. We talked a lot about... I can't hold it together.
Hold on. I have a question.
Yes.
What just happened? Liveline's blowing up, by the way. Yeah. One person says, Pool Boy's wife is banned. Banned, I tell you! Someone else said, I can't decide who's better, man, Pool Boy or his wife. Somebody else said, I feel like I'm listening to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. What is going on? Oh. Someone else said, is Dan pranking you guys right now?
Yeah, damn.
Oof, another damn. Person said, Pool Boy's wife may be funnier than him. Good times.
Is that Rudy the Unicorn? What? Rudy?
Are we shall we trend back into... Okay.
Whew. Sweaty in here. Man.
Two Harvard researchers having
Just a little tip for you guys, if you're ever calling into the show, you got to keep your radio down.
Don't watch the live
don't
line.
Watch the, don't watch this on the stream because it's very confusing. It's very confusing.
Hold on. I want to get through this next one without giggling because I'm thrown off. Can I have the music again? I'm a professional.
You're a professional.
I'm a professional. Two Harvard researchers have uncovered a more than 200-year-old. I can't.
You can't do it.
That was the weirdest.
You can't
okay,
do it.
Okay, last time. Hold on.
You got this.
Two Harvard researchers have uncovered a more than 200-year-old parchment copy of the Declaration of Independence. Sitting in a record office.
That is offensive.
Sitting in a record office in Britain. I'm so thrown off. Researchers Emily Snap and Danielle Allen, who dated the document in the 1870s. Wait, they dated the document to the 1870s. They didn't date the document.
They did not date the document.
They were just bros. They said it was discovered inside the West Sussex Record Office in Cheshire, England. Likely produced in Philadelphia or New York, the researchers believe the manuscript was originally held by 3rd Duke of Richmond, Charles Lennox. Oh. I almost didn't even really, actually.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I tried to get through it without giggling, but yeah, that I'm was... still just... Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Adam. Yes! What are you doing?
Working, man. How you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Yeah,
just... It's a beautiful Wednesday.
Just
yeah, I mean, you guys got it made, you know? You guys don't know...
What'd you say? Your phone cut off.
I said you guys have it made. You don't have to deal with all the smells I got to deal with.
Oh, you know what? I always think about that. Do you smell when you get home? Do you smell like garbage?
I don't know, dude. I don't. I do stink, but I don't. You know, you get used to it, so I don't know what I smell like. You'd have to ask my wife.
Well, I was going to say, I would feel like your wife would definitely call you out on that if you did.
Yeah, no, definitely. She's not shy about it, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's garbage or if it's just like, you know, my own odor. I don't know which would be worse though.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. What's up, Adam?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about I haven't seen the movie, the Netflix thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was reading not too long ago what's kind of staggering to me was that in more affluent cultures like ours, the United States, parts of Europe, we have the highest suicide rate, among like third world cultures. And it's just interesting because you think like we have a better quality of life,
right?
We have more money. So like, what's up with that? Why is it that, you know, we have in these cultures so much more suicide when we seemingly have a much better life, you know, from at least maybe materialistic standpoint?
I think materialistic and also family's not involved. The parents not involved. Whoa, that is loud. Parents not involved with their kids.
Well, what did you hear?
No, I just heard this. Never mind. I can hear everything that you're doing. It's very loud.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's okay.
That's funny because it's actually really quiet in here.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Well, I guess I'm used to that too. I think to me, from more of a psychological and a philosophical standpoint, is the narratives that we listen to or that we believe. And I think if you look at culture within the more affluent countries, is that religion is pretty much down and secularism is on the rise. And it's been this way. It's been a trend for a while. But I think part and parcel the problem with it is that secularism doesn't have a narrative of purpose and of meaning. I mean, they do, but they're not provocative like Christianity can be, or Judaism, or, you know, the world religions. And so, you know, couple that with, there was this recent article that this guy, he does it for NPR, but it's his own podcast, where they're doing some research at Tel Aviv University in Israel, and then at the University of Duke, where they did this experiment on social media. And, you know, with the new, you know, these people kind of doing some pretty crazy things on Facebook Live or Instagram Live, where right. they're, you know. So they're saying, they ask the question, what is social media doing to us as people? And so they did this social experiment of, does it make us happier or does it make us depressed?
Yeah.
And what was interesting about it is that they're finding, you know, falsifiable evidence to show that social media makes us depressed because we're constantly comparing our lives with other people's lives, and we're seeing that they don't add up, you know? And so it's just interesting to know that, you know, couple that with the suicide rate that we have going on.
Yeah.
And people are struggling for attention. And so that's kind of, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination though, on suicide.
Right. So. No, that's good stuff. But, thank you, Adam, for chiming in.
Yeah, sorry about the loudness, man.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Go take a shower when you get home, guys. Okay? All right.
Yeah, I'll take a shower.
All right, bye. Our phones are officially broken. Back to you, Steve.
The American Customer Satisfaction Index released it.
Guys, it's funny. Now, Adam and Pool Boy's wife. This is weird because we're done with that conversation. And let's face it, Pool Boy's wife did throw us off. Okay? She did.
Oh, gosh.
It's a hot topic. It's a hot topic.
Okay. Give me the music. The American Customer Satisfaction Index.
Custard Association? Is that what it is? The American Custard Association?
Give me the music! The American Customer Satisfaction Index released its annual list of the most popular airlines. JetBlue was first, Sprint is last, United is third to last, and I meant Spirit is last, not Sprint. Sprint's a phone company. I'm just trying to get through this. United, third to last. The survey was done before United dragged that dude off a plane, though, so it could be that United moved from third to last to actually last, and that's your survey from American Customer Satisfaction. I did it!
Wow.
speaking of that dude, there's a new report out that says he made fists with his hands and started swinging his arms around. The cops claim that's why they had to be so rough with him on the airplane.
Didn't see that in the video.
Of course you didn't.
Just saying.
Some guy told his three-year-old son he could pack his own lunch, then took a photo after the kid packed his lunchbox completely full of cheese balls.
He wins. That kid wins. See? And you know what? You should be okay with that, parent.
Dude, but I mean, like...
You told him he could pack his own lunch.
Here's the thing. In the photo, it's like, that dude has a lunchbox, and it is his cup... runneth over with cheese balls.
Yeah. Yeah, his lunchbox is full
that
of cheese balls.
That is ridiculous. He 10 out of 10. Him,
and he, you know what? You pack your own lunch, and he wanted cheese balls.
I mean.
I feel like Landed would do that.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know if Go Take a Shower is your new version of hang up on yourself.
Ooh.
Go Take a Shower.
You know what? Go Take a Shower.
Moving on. Okay. Good news update. A kid in Kansas asked his friend's sister with Down syndrome to prom last month and incorporated Doritos into his invite because she loves Doritos.
Oh.
Well, Doritos stepped in over the weekend and ended up flying them to their prom in a Doritos helicopter.
No way. They got to fly to prom in a Doritos helicopter?
Four Kansas teens went to prom in style after hearing about... the cheesy proposal. Okay, sorry, my bad. Shaden asked his best friend's little sister, who has Down syndrome, to prom during the proposal. He was wearing a Doritos t-shirt that said, "I know I'm nacho typical Dorito,
Shaden,
but I'm gonna be cheesy and ask, will you go to prom with me?"
Wow.
Well, Doritos are Carly's favorite snack. She's 15.
Oh, look at that picture.
I know. The chip company heard about the promposal and past weekend sent them off to prom in style.
Heck yeah, man.
They rolled out the red carpet for everyone, brought in two helicopters to fly them to the dance. One for Shaden and Carly and another for Carly's brother and his date. A family in Wisconsin raised money to donate Carly's dress, complete with a tiara and a wand to make her wish of looking like Cinderella come true. Beautiful. That is dope.
Never surrender. Love that. That's great. Good job, Doritos.
Yeah,
stepping
man.
Up.
Way that to step good. Up. We just talked about cheese balls and Doritos. Who produced that last segment of news? Was that Pool Boy's wife?
What? We got to take a break, guys. We just got to take a break here. Let's see. We're almost done. Almost done with the show. Steve-O's, this is his last show. And Buck and Dex take over tomorrow. So enjoy it, because it's almost over. Okay? I'm talking to you, Steve.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm leaving now.
We'll be right... No, you can't leave yet. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day with a speech at the Capitol in which he vowed to fight anti-Semitism wherever it appears.
We will condemn hatred.
Members of the Writers Guild of America have authorized a strike against TV and motion picture producers.
Changes in the TV landscape have hurt the bottom line for writers because they are paid per episode.
Ivanka Trump in Berlin.
The Nasdaq Composite Index crossed the 6,000 mark for the first time as a series of companies posted strong earnings.
Parts of the South cleaning up from another drenching storm, including South Carolina, which got more than 7 inches of rain in areas only recently recovered from Hurricane Matthew.
North Korea is marking the 85th anniversary of the founding of its army with live artillery drills on its east coast. The drills come as a U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrives in South Korea.
International donors are pledging more than $1 billion for Yemen, where 2 years of intensified conflict have claimed more than 10,000 civilian lives. The pledges total about half of the U.N.'s overall goal.
Good morning. Days like this need a little Al Green in our life.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Dex and Steve-O. And yes, this is Steve-O's last show. A lot of people texting us. Is this Steve-O's last show, really? Oh, yeah. tomorrow, Buck and Dex. And Shannon! Just confirmed Shannon going to be on the show as well. Be like the old days. Steve-O will be back next week, guys. Just calm down.
People are freaking out, so stop saying that.
Well.
Minus one, who said, yeah, Buck and Dex is back. Peace out, Steve-O. Wish you well on all your future endeavors. Somebody else said, was that Paramore? If so, I'm so disappointed. That band has conformed to the tasteless mainstream music era we're currently in. I used to love that band.
Oh, my gosh.
Not sure if listening to Paramore or Feral Cat on repeat. Okay.
Whatever, hipster.
What?
Hipster. I think that's a really good song.
Yeah. That's a fantastic song.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan, too, man. I'm a fan. 938.
High today of 70 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads right now. I-40 is still closed due to a rollover. I-40 east between Rio Puerco, that's exit 140, and Atrisco, which is exit 149. Completely closed, so stay clear of there. They're rerouting everybody. There's an accident, McMahon at Unser, that is slowing things down up on the west side. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Man, we had a big show this morning. We had the update with the Starmy member who met the woman of his dreams only to find out. You'll have to hit the on-demand, the podcast, to find out. I can't spoil it for you guys. If you missed it, you missed it. You're going to have to figure out a way to find out what happened. I mean, come on, guys. We can't spoil it for you. Did they meet up? Because that was the thing. They were going to meet up yesterday afternoon. He was going to give her the Hebrew Bible that he got her in Israel. He was going to share his feelings. Well, we hoped he would share his feelings. Did they ride off into the sunset? Well, you'll have to hit the podcast. Our podcast numbers are down. We need you to hit it. Come on, guys. Okay? Got to hit them. Got to hit that podcast on demand. iTunes, go subscribe. Morning Invasion. You can also get it at star88.fm. It'll be up right after the show.
Okay.
The question, Steve-O, is this. Would you, let's say you had $425, would you buy a pair of jeans that are $425 that come streaked with fake mud? Would you like to see a picture? Because maybe you need to see a picture of these jeans. Because, you know, I mean, if you don't see these jeans, look at that. Fake mud. Those are jeans. It's much like, you know, the holy stonewashed jean fad that went around for a long time. It's still out there, actually. Now they're putting fake mud on jeans because it's cool. And they're charging people $425.
Yeah.
Would you buy them?
No.
What if they were at $50?
Absolutely not.
What if they were $20?
No.
Why?
Why would I want jeans that look muddy?
Yeah, why? Why wouldn't you? How about jeans that are totally see-through? How about that?
I want to punch things hard.
No?
What do you mean, like, completely see-through?
Let me pull up a picture for you.
No, I don't know if I want to see that.
Well, it's not inappropriate. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's not inappropriate.
I'm like, dude!
They're right here, okay? Look at how great these are.
Those are disgusting. They these look like great. You are wearing saran wrap.
They're $100.
No, they would not be appropriate.
They're $100.
How would those be appropriate?
What do you mean?
How would those be appropriate?
Well, you wear shorts underneath them. Okay, so you wear shorts, then you put the jeans over those, so then you can see the shorts. I need another picture. Where's
no? I don't want any more pictures. No.
There was.
I don't want.
See this.
I don't want any
why
more
isn't
pictures.
That working? I need the picture.
Probably because our filters like just blocking it.
Probably
like,
right.
Nip,
you're
nip.
Probably right.
This is Jesus Internet.
They have that?
Yeah, man. Like the filters and like the spam blocker thingies. And, like,
look at this fake mud. Are you kidding me? Look at that fake mud.
I'd be mad.
$425.
I would not buy it. I don't understand that. Like now, because we've got a, what's the term? Not a wardrobe. A dress code here.
Yeah, would we be allowed to wear those?
No. Because honestly, like, I have jeans that have rips in them, like 90s style.
You're breaking the rules.
Yeah, and I can't wear those.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing them. No, this has a patch.
I'm pretty sure that's inappropriate.
Okay, shut up.
That's a hole. You have a hole in your jeans.
Somebody said, why not just go down to the good old Goodwill, roll around on the Mesa for a solid 10 minutes?
Yeah. This is pretty funny. This is what it says on the website. Quote, get down and dirty without, you know, doing anything. That's their slogan.
That is stupid.
Yeah, well, some people would say that they're not stupid. As far as the plastic jeans, the description says, quote, these out of the ordinary clear plastic jeans are guaranteed to get people talking. Yeah. That's a little weird. Guys, we live in the future now, you know? These are the things you need to start wearing if you're going to fit in. You want people to like you? You have to wear jeans with fake mud in them. Mud on them. You got to wear see-through jeans. Why aren't you correcting me right now? This is your time to jump in. Where are you at, wingman? Where are you at? Are you checked out already? You got to. No, that's not okay, Dex. That's not okay. That's not how you get people to like you. That's. Go ahead. Guys, he's checked out. He's out. He's out. Well, he's gone.
I'm getting some interesting conversations going on the live line, and yeah? I'm trying to focus.
What do you got?
Well, one person said for $425, you think they could at least give you real mud.
Well.
Somebody else wants to know if we got new mics, because in addition to mouse clicks now, they can hear you scratching your beard scruff with crystal clarity.
Really?
Yeah, you can't hear that?
Yeah, these mics are great. The processing?
The muddy jeans are to make people look like they actually work hard.
You know what?
So we're getting closer to Wally, somebody said. We're so lazy, we can't even get our own pants dirty.
See?
Somebody else wants to know the criteria for a song being Christian radio worthy.
Oh.
I was wondering if it was maybe because we just played Paramore, and they were like, whoa, that's a mainstream artist.
Well?
My response would simply be that we play music that's dope.
Well... Well, yeah, jeans.
We play artists who proclaim Jesus, but that doesn't necessarily mean that every song is going to be one of those like JPM songs. We call those the Jesus per minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The songs where it's like, oh man, well that didn't say praise him enough,
right?
No, we don't do that, but we do. I mean, the artists we play do happen to love Jesus, which is something that we vibe with because we also happen to love Jesus. So
absolutely.
I wouldn't necessarily try and pigeonhole it into a, well, it has to be like this, or it has to say this, or it has to, yeah.
Right.
Anyways. Somebody said, I feel like those hideous clothes they show on runways are finally making their debut in the mainstream.
Well, yeah. You know, I will definitely take a lot of snapshots once I buy these jeans, okay? I'm not buying the $425 ones. I'm buying the see-throughs.
Gosh, dude.
I got no
Please
problem.
Please don't.
I got no problem with
but
that.
But I guess, what's the difference between rocking see-through pants and, like, my compression pants?
That's true.
I mean, they're black, but they don't really... I mean, it's like, I'm straight sporting a Spider-Man costume, basically.
Basically.
It leaves no room.
Yeah, but you're covering up skin. These, you have to wear a pair of shorts.
Wait. If the criteria is you're covering up skin, you are 100% covering up skin with see-through pants. You're still using material to cover up entirely.
That is true.
It's up to somebody else who's looking, man.
That's so true. So you know what? It's not my fault if I wear see-through pants. It's your fault if you're going to look.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll see what happens when next week when I come to work in see-through pants.
Well, I mean, I'll be gone, according to the Starmy, so it's okay. Totally okay.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. All right, let's blow out our news here. Let's get rid of all of our news and go home so you can get on your little adventure. An adventure of a lifetime, if you will.
We all know people who are consistently late to everything.
No,
like, if they
say
they're going to be there at 8:30, they're going to be there at 8:45 or 9 o'clock
tops.
Never
deal with this at all.
That's because you're the late one.
Yeah, right.
Your family is late to every barbecue we have, or you just don't show.
That's not true at all.
To be fair, I blame you.
That's funny.
Here are the three reasons it happens even when you try as hard as possible not to be late. The first possible reason, multitasking too much. There was a study in 2003 where researchers observed subway workers in New York, and the ones who multitasked were much more likely to be late for work. One way to make sure you don't get too distracted is to set reminders on your phone so they go off 10 or 15 minutes before you need to do something. Nice. So there you go. The second possible reason you're late is your internal clock is terrible. Some people are pretty good at keeping track of time when they're doing stuff, and others just aren't. People with type A personalities usually better at it than type Bs. Yeah, dude. I be terrible at it.
These are all just excuses.
What? A study had people try to guess when 1 minute had passed. Type A's were pretty close. They averaged about 58 seconds. Type B's, way off. They averaged 77 seconds. But you can get better at it. One way is to guess what time it is a few times a day, then check to see how close you are. If you keep doing it for a while, it will improve the internal clock.
Now, I'm not calling anybody out in my life, Leslie. I just want to talk about this for a second, Leslie, because I don't get it. If you're going to say you're going to be there at a certain time, why is it so hard to get there on time? I don't think it has anything to do with your personality. Come on. That is down. No! That's an excuse. Okay. How hard is it to be on time?
It's pretty hard.
Somebody says you got to be there at 10 a.m. Okay. Well, let's think about this. It takes me 10 minutes to get to that location by 10. I should probably leave.
9:40?
Yeah.
9:45 at the latest.
Give yourself over 10 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
Is it hard? No.
But on the flip side, what stinks a lot of times, because I'm early to a lot of stuff, is being the first person there and just kicking it.
That's why you wait in your car.
What?
Yeah, I'll like hide.
What? To pretend like you're fashionably late?
You don't want to be the first
one. Hey, guys.
You don't want to be the first one, so I'm the first one there. At
just
least I know I'm there.
Up here 30 minutes. I've been here.
Or this is what I'll do. I'll get there and I notice like nobody's there, so I'll go to like the gas station and get some gum or like hang out and get some snacks, and then I'll come back. But just to make sure that, you know, I'm there.
Okay.
You don't want to be the first one, though, because that's weird.
Why?
Well, you want to be the guy that comes in, like, fashionably late.
No.
But only
it's
a couple
minutes. It's okay to be on time to things.
Only a couple minutes.
No, a couple minutes early. It's okay. Whatever. It's okay to be on time.
Not if nobody's there yet.
But it's still okay to be on time. Here's some cool stuff you probably didn't know about schools. A website called List25 had a list of school fun facts that most people probably didn't know. And here we go.
Talk to me.
A number two pencil can draw a straight line for 35 miles before running out of graphite.
What?
35 miles.
That's a long ways.
Yeah, it's 35 miles. It's pretty good, man.
That's pretty incredible.
Somebody said you have no right to talk about being late, by the way, because you're Mr. Never Show Up.
What? You don't know me.
I mean, I can vouch for them.
We're there all the time. Well, not anymore. I mean, what? We used to. I mean, we don't get a body anymore.
Yeah, okay. 480,000 yellow buses carry 25 million kids every day in the United States.
Holy cow. That's a lot of kids.
Yay! Speaking of the holy cow, the city Montessori school in India is the largest in the world. 40,000 students.
That is offensive.
Okay, well, 2,500 teachers, 3,000 computers, and 1,000 classrooms.
40,000
That is
students?
The city Montessori school in India.
Wow.
Ah, school. The unique waxy smell from crayons is actually the smell of beef fat.
I love beef fat smell.
No wonder you eat crayon.
That was Play-Doh.
Last year, parents spent $75 billion on school supplies.
They're so expensive, guys.
What country do you think set the record for average homework time?
America. Okay. We're America.
Obviously not. Because we're America. China. 3 hours per day.
What?
Chinese schools get a major funding from tobacco companies, by the way, that encourage kids to smoke, claiming it helps with their academic performance.
What?
That's actually real.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but they set the record for average homework time at about 3 hours per day for children.
Oh.
Yeah. And thus concludes your list of random things no one cared about schools.
Okay.
You know, a couple weeks ago was, what is it, Operator Appreciation Week. It was like 911 operator,
yeah.
Dispatch.
Local dispatch.
Appreciation. It was awesome. We called 242 cops and kind of got in trouble, and they totally put it out on their Facebook page.
I said it was a bad idea.
Yeah, well, you know what? I owned it, and I thought it was great press for us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they put our faces up.
Among the reasons why not to call 911, I feel like this ranks among them. There comes a point in every marriage where one person asks the other person to do something for him, and in some marriages, it happens a lot. A 37-year-old woman in Nashville, Tennessee, named Rhonda Blythe Dunham, asked her husband to go out and get her some ice cream on Sunday. But he said he was tired from working all day and didn't want to, woman. Well, that made her angry. So she did what any rational Nashvillian would do. She called the cops and told them he'd punched her in the face.
Oh, no, she didn't.
When they got there, she admitted, no, he hadn't punched her. He just wouldn't get off the couch to go get her some ice cream. The cops told her she was to be arrested for filing a false report.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
She asked if she could go to the bathroom first.
Oh, no, she ran, didn't she?
They let her go to the bathroom. A couple minutes later, they were like, man. Did she say one or two? Did anybody ask? I don't know, man. It's been a minute. A few minutes later, they heard a loud thud. That was when she was jumping out the bathroom window and running away. They quickly tracked her down and arrested her. Charged with filing a false report, and you can add evading arrest to the report as well. Yeah.
She called 911 because her husband wouldn't go and get her ice cream.
Yeah. We all know that that's what 242 cops is for, am I right? Wait, what?
No!
That's a waste of their time.
Don't call 242 cops either, guys. I mean, you're not going to get arrested, but they're busy. They deal with a lot of issues. Don't waste their time.
Real issues, not us issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Man, that's unbelievable. What is wrong with people?
I don't know. But you know what's something cray-cray? I made it through all of my news.
Good job.
Woo! How often does that happen? I actually made it through everything we prepped for on this day. Good day, sir, to you. I don't know how to sign off.
Well, that's fine.
I've never made it to the end of news. How do you sign off? And that is your news.
Good day.
For April 26th. How come I got a British thing going?
I have no idea.
Was that British?
Very weird.
It was just kind of snooty. Snooty newscaster. Snoozecaster. Great. I'm making people fall asleep.
Are you okay? Let me feel your forehead. Are you fine?
No, I'm good. Like I've got short timers syndrome.
Oh.
Steve-O, you awesome.
You know what? You're leaving to go visit Teo. I know what you're up to.
Wait.
You're leaving to go visit Teo.
What are you talking about?
Let's do it.
I would never do that.
You're so excited.
I'm telling you more than three times.
Okay.
More than three times.
Yeah, Steve-O's, he's leaving for a few days. He'll be back next week. Buck and Dex and Shannon going to be taking over the airwaves tomorrow morning.
Yeah, don't miss me too much. Nobody's going to care.
Nobody cares.
It's like when the cool aunt comes to visit.
Nobody remembers Buck and Dex.
The rents are gone, and you're like, I don't even miss my parents. I'm eating ice cream for breakfast.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's
don't
true.
Get too used to it, guys. I'm sorry. I'm coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be back. And I'll be good, man. And we had a pretty epic show this morning. We had the update on the Starmie member who met the woman of his dreams. He met up with her yesterday. You have to hit the podcast, hit the on demand to see what happened. Did they ride off into the sunset? Because we told him he needs to share his feelings before he moves. He's got to tell her. So we talked to him this morning. We got the update. We talked to Catherine Bell from the Hallmark Channel, The Good Witch. She was very nice.
She was very nice. And we also got really deep on suicide awareness, courtesy of Dr. Christine Mottier, Chief Medical Officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. and a little show called 13 Reasons Why.
Yep, your kids are watching it on Netflix. They're binging it. You should sit down with them and either watch it with them. Maybe you should watch it before your kids watch it so you can have the conversation. Because there's some pretty heavy stuff in there. Steve-O, have a great trip, buddy.
Thanks, man.
We love you. We love you, man.
Oh, man. You're cool, too.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.